Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right. He's so
I'm just a
it didn't have to do it, but it did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Shalom, 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 everyone. Welcome. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Block Talk Radio. I'm your sister, as well as your host, as well as your servant and prayerfully friend, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is March the 16th, 2014. We're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday evening. We were talking about separating the sheep from the goats in time teaching. We're going to pick back up on that. We headed in towards the information dealing with the seven assemblies. They call them churches, okay? But all that is, a church is not a building. It's the people. So we're talking about the different Hebrew congregations that actually at the end time, when Paul went out there and they said that, you know, he went to this church, he started this church or whatever. Look, he went out there to talk to the people of Israel. This is our history book. You can't say it belongs to anybody else. The people the Father had from the beginning, he's going to come back and regather them and then put them in their own place, which is marked in the book of Revelations. They got houses. And their names are on the houses of the New Jerusalem. And it's the 12 tribes of Israel. So we're talking about, this pertains, everything in the book pertains to Israel. Don't get mixed up by those English words. We have to go and explain about the seven assemblies. There was something going on during this time period, and even going on today when people will look at weird things to figure out Revelations. But they do that because someone was whispering in the Hebrews' ear, and the Hebrews, some of them hearkened to those not sent by the Father, caused the nation of people to err. The Father laid out his word. Nothing was ever changed. Yahushua came to do a fulfillment. What you read in the old covenant, it was fulfilled in the new covenant. The Father is not chastising in the New Covenant his daughters when all Israel sinned in the Old Covenant. We got to come to the point when we take our history book seriously. We know our Father, as well as Yahushua, is spirit. And it told us in Ephesians that we're no longer dealing with flesh and blood. So we need to really come to the truth and start operating out the spirit in order to get to his truth, his word, not man's. A lot of lies have been taught to our people, family, and I try to gear everyone to go in the direction of the prophets. You gotta read, rightly dividing that word when you read, using those precepts, little here, little there, to come to the truth, but rightly divide the word. Because when you test somebody by the Spirit, if they're giving you a precept here, a precept there, and in the English word, oh, it says church, it says daughter of Zion, it says woman, and your mind can only grasp what you're reading and not understand through the Spirit, well, who the Father's talking about, what was he speaking of, what time period was this? Why is he saying this in the New Covenant, but yet the Old Covenant, he never said that? Why is looks to me with the teaching going on today, why is it that only the woman's getting punished? you know, is the Father separating his people? Because we can read that he said that we and Yahushua and our Father, we're all going to be together. So why is he separating and now making four powers of authority in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3? The Father says there's only one mediator between him and the people, and that's his son, that man, Yahushua. But somewhere along the line, there's a lot of false teaching going out. When we start talking about the serpent seed, you know, and we've been doing this for a long time, come out talking about the two creations and the lineage of Cain, we were telling the people, well, what does serpent seed mean? Don't think of a serpent having a sexual relationship with a woman. Don't think of that. Come spiritual. Understand that when Yahushua gave you the parable of the wheat and tare, he was letting you know what happened within Israel, within the people, within those who were sent from above. If they didn't hearken to the Father, there was chastisement and consequences to pay. When Adam and Eve both partook of the tree in the midst of the garden that they were not supposed to take part of, which was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, both of them sinned. Both of them had to be chastised. They were both kicked out the garden, and they were giving flesh up over their spirits. While they were in the garden, they were in the spirit talking to the Father. When they came out, they had flesh just like everybody else, according to Genesis 6, and they had started going pervert with their understanding. So from that time period, all through the scripture, we read how the Father gave the Torah to the Hebrews. He made the promises to the Hebrews. Everything was given to the Hebrews if they would hearken, if they'd obey. We read all the way through the scripture that it seemed like if you're not getting the spiritual understanding, it seemed like Israel was always warring against themselves. They were always causing the Father to be angered. Then you get to the New Covenant, and when Yahushua plainly tells you that the scribes and the Pharisees, they're sitting right there in Moses' seat. Paul lets you know specifically what they were doing. They were teaching of the flesh. Scripture lets you know they, through Yahushua, he told you, I didn't tell you anything, you can read it, that it was the scribes and the Pharisees, that they were the generation from the prophets that were killing the prophets. They were that generation. And then later in John 8, Yahushua lets us know that their father's devil. And people can't put the parable of the wheat and tare and figure out what went on. We're not talking serpents. We're talking those who are not set from above. They came through a vessel that looks like a Hebrew, but they were not sent from our Father. And if you listen to those lies, you will be deceived. Because remember, it tells us, remember the word Satan, devil, all that, that's all the same word. It said that if that time wasn't cut short, even the elect would be deceived. Because it's going to be so beguiling. Why is it beguiling? Because they read not the same book. The only difference is they're giving you only what the flesh can understand. They're not taking it spiritual. They're leading people to err. Some people like to err. They like the evilness they're in. They refuse to open up their books, their history book, and read with understanding. Hearken to the Father, ask him to reveal to you. It just so happens that when we get to Revelations and we start looking at these assemblies, you're going to find out that John saw what was going to happen during the time of tribulations and the kingdom. So he gave you that understanding. But because many have hearkened to the scribes and the Pharisees, their generation of teachers today, the generation of vipers, as the word says, they're getting everything mixed up because they don't realize they've been taught a lie. Don't say the daughter of Zion is a woman. Don't tell the people that you have to do something of works and create your own form of salvation And they won't tell you that in those words, but what they're telling you is, hey, you got to flee, you got to do this, you got to do this. See, the Father can't take care of you. They're not going to say, oh, the Father can't take care of you, but they're saying it by telling you to do something, because our Father says wait on him. When we get to these assemblies, there's only two of the assemblies. The content, which what they taught the people, was acceptable and approved and blessed by our Heavenly Father in Yahushua. If wherever you're located, if you're not a family member and you just breeze by here to check out what we're saying at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, we're going to read it, first of all. We're going to operate out the Spirit to give you that understanding. But if you're sitting under one of these type of instructors or churches or mores or whatever they call themselves, if you're sitting under anybody who's not teaching you about those serpents, that generation of vipers, the scribes and the Pharisees, the false prophets, that's all the same word, family, it's all the same word, because there was a generation, every generation had them, we got them here today. They're teaching you of the flesh. They're omitting Yahushua, which means they're omitting the Father. They're telling you David is the king, not Yahushua. The new covenant is no good. Paul, he's a liar. They can't go, and they take some of these assemblies will take certain parts, and that's okay with them because they like what they say, and they can use it to deceive you. Other ones will say, well, Esau's not here, so you can't even figure out what time it is, because part of the prophecy was to know the kingdoms. The last kingdom is that iron kingdom. That's Esau's rule. But they tell you, oh, Esau, that's not the white man. Well, how are you supposed to figure anything out? If they tell you the daughter of Zion is a woman, how are you supposed to figure out who is that woman spoken of in Revelations, that mystery Babylon? If they're making you think that America is Babylon, how do you think you're going to figure out Revelations? Are you going to be properly prepared? Because, see, the preparation they give you is worldly. They can't give you the spiritual, because the Father never sent them to tell you the lies they told you. And you refuse to read your own history book. You refuse to hearken to the Father and ask the Father, give me that understanding. How are you going to be prepared for this end time? Because don't you know that those of the Father, they'll be there for the tribulation, but no evil will come nigh unto them. You're covered. You sought the Father out early. You know the truth. You've humbled yourself. You're hearkening to him, and you're listening and obeying. You're doing what you're supposed to do, prepare yourself with him, not with water or a piece of shelter or a private piece of land or fleeing or any of this mess. Remember, even those who tell you Torah, nothing's wrong with the Torah, but if they're telling you to stick to the Torah, basically they're giving you the old law that Moses had. Just that's what the scribes and Pharisees were doing during Yahushua's time. That's why you got the book of Galatians and other parts in the book that talk about it. He said the law is spiritual. The law is spiritual now. It hasn't been done away with, but it's spiritual. But through the new covenant, and it comprises of the fulfillment of the prophets as well as the law. Through that, there's life. But through the old covenant, there was death. There was no life because Yahushua wasn't in it. We got to come to understand. But somebody's teaching our people to err, and there's problems with anybody who sits under any type of teacher or church or whatever you want to call it. But they're not getting the understanding of those that teach error, because we're warned of them all throughout the scripture. You can see signs or the trail of the serpent all the way through the scripture. And that is what assemblies in Revelation are trying to warn our people. You want to know the truth. What does all this mean? If you're truly trying to work out your salvation, you need to know the truth. All the playing that has been done, and I'm seeing going across the web, I definitely see it in the world, but across the web with those who proclaim that now they know they're Hebrews, they're still playing games. those who just venture here and there. And, well, I like that part. That sounds good. But this part, no, I like the way they said it better. You know, this ain't no game. There's no private interpretation for the Father's word. Either the Father has sent you to teach the people or he hasn't, and ye shall know them by their fruit. So when you go to these different congregations, these different assemblies, if they're not teaching two things that was approved by Yahuwah, and that is a serpent seed, warning our people, watch out for them lying scribes and Pharisees. Watch out for them lying prophets. You know, watch out for those who are against Israel. All Paul said was they read not the same book. They open up our Hebrew history book, but they're giving you a perverted translation of it. All Israel will be saved, but all Israel is not Israel. Well, what does that mean? Well, there's somebody else that was told to us in Genesis 3:15, their father is the devil. They are the seed of the serpent. They are children of the children of wickedness. They got a chance to come out of it if they hearken and if they repent. But many times that is not the scenario. That's not what's going on. So we're going to get to the seven churches and let the Father's word speak, because Yahushua was speaking and giving the understanding to his messenger angel to give to John. And John was supposed to write it down. So in the end time, this end time where Esau is ruling and we're waiting for Yahushua, the second coming, you got a little bit of time to get yourself right and really think, am I learning truth where I'm at? Is America Babylon? Am I doing something evil? My works, are they evil? Am I really worshiping Yahuwah as he said to worship him? And he wants us to worship him spiritually now. There ain't no need for you to do anything with your hands as far as feast days and all this other nonsense. But he going to tell you, he going to hold the mirror right to your face when we read this. And if you know you're not being taught that there's somebody lying to you, he going to tell you, when they lie to you, here's what they do to you. They make you err this way. They make you sin that way. Remember, you usually say it, a little bit of leaven. Leaven the whole lump. And through their teaching of the flesh, they will go over here with this piece of leaven, take it over here to this part of Scripture with this precept that is incorrectly interpreted. All you got to do is read the whole verse and say, oh, that ain't what it's talking about. But our people have learned, and not really learned, they have always done it when you read the Scripture, to love the created more than the creator. So when we go through Revelations to talk about these assemblies, you better make sure that you're under one of these teachers who are teaching you about the serpent seed. Because, see, the serpent seed ain't going to teach you about themselves. They're not going to tell you, well, I know that this word means this here, but I like the way this situation is now. Claim the truth of that word. They're going to give you just what the flesh eyes can read, baby. And we're going to get down to the truth of it. I'm going to go ahead and open this mic because I don't know if it's my brother, and I want to get him on. We're going to start the prayer and get into the scriptures, family. Hold on 1 second. Let me open up a mic here. Oh, wow. Computer's starting to stick again. Wow. Interesting. Interesting. It was working perfectly. Okay, I got to wait till it... It's not opening up right now. It's frozen. But, hey, family, I welcome each and every one of you. And I ask that you tweet and Facebook this lesson if you can. And if you are just coming on today for the first time, make sure you go back to listen to part one. We went through many of the other assemblies of Revelation. We're in Thyatira. I think that's where we're at, and I want to get back to that. But my computer just froze up. I had no problem. And it's for Blog Talk only, I noticed. Wow. Okay, something just happened. Uh-oh. Hold on, family. Oh, wow. What is going on? Hold on. I didn't put on the song, so I don't know what that is. Everything. Hold on. Hold on. Munga Gambi 1. Can you hear me? Your mic is open. Okay, I'm going to mute you. Maybe it's you. I don't know. Yeah, it was that. That was it. It says HK. Let me take a picture of this because they had music. I don't know how they had the music playing in my switchboard, but I'm going to copy what I have on my switchboard, and I'll post it with my notes so y'all can see what happened during the show. Okay, I'll go ahead and post that for everybody. We got intruders again, family. Hold on tight. Let me just try to get this stuff put to the side. Okay. Now, maybe I can get this going. I don't know who that person is. They had their hand raised, but let me see. I'm gonna take you off. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and erase that person because I don't know if they're hacking my computer. Sorry about that, family. They kind of like froze my computer, and that person had music playing on during my lesson. So, you know, like I said, family, when we go through this information, it was meant for you to understand. Many don't want you to hear the truth. I'm going to give you what the Father has given me, and I pray that you humble yourself down and get to the truth. Come out of the confusion, the Babylon, the lies that was placed there by Satan, the devil, that old dragon, okay? Get to the truth. Understand what the scripture is telling you, because many of you may be into one of these assemblies that is being taught lies, and it's important that you get to this truth. Okay, let's join together, family. Raise your hands. Let's just give praise and honor to our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, we thank you and we praise you. We love you, Father, and we thank you that we are able to come together in spirit and shalom. Father, we thank you for your long-suffering with our nation and for the dry bones waking up and understanding your word and for the future regathering of our nation of people. Father, we ask that those who seek you, that the blinders may be removed so they can get further understanding. Those who are seeking your face who may have been under one of these disapproved assemblies that is told to us in the book of Revelations, that your spirit will wake them up out of their slumber and they can get the truth. They can hear it, they can see it, and they're no longer walking in darkness. Father, we ask for you to strengthen all the family members who are going through tribulation because of your word, because of who they are to you. We ask that you strengthen them, Father. Give them your complete shalom. Let them know that you will never leave them or forsake them, and that why you are their covering, your sons and your daughters, why you are their covering, that there is no reason for them to fear anything when you're with them. Father, we ask for a blessing over this website so that we can speak through the Ruach, your truth, your word, where that it can be broadcast to the four corners of the earth where your children were scattered, so that by me planting the seed and reading your word, they can get an increase given by you and wake up to the truth. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for everything that you give us on a daily basis, for even just getting us up out of bed, giving us the breath of life, having food prepared for us, Father, drink, others to fellowship with when we need that comfort, giving us our brothers and sisters who are of like mind with you, and just keeping us, Father. Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do, all that you're doing, and all that you will continue to do in the future. And we just say, hallelujah, Hua, in Yahushua's set-apart name. We thank you, Father. All right, family, we're getting ready to get started. Brother Jonathan, if you're there, you need to raise your hand, okay, because there's a lot of people there and I can't see you. Okay, I'm going to get started. I gave everybody on the chat line, if you're there, I'm going to pick back up with the last assembly that we spoke of before, you know, we got cut off yesterday. I want to go back there, but I gave everybody the link to Ezekiel 13 because within Thyatira, if I'm saying that word right, let me open up and I can look at it better. Thyatira, I pray I'm saying that right. That's in Second Revelation, or Revelation's second chapter, verse 18. This was the assembly. This was the teaching that was coming out of Thyatira. They spoke of that woman Jezebel. I can tell you now, many don't even have the understanding of what Revelation is speaking of with that woman Jezebel. Yesterday, we started to go through and break it down for you. And we're gonna go back because I felt like I was rushed. I had a lot of interference. I had a lot of computer problems. So I want to go over that again, pick up from that point, and then we'll move to chapter 3, dealing with the remaining assemblies. You see, it's important that you get the truth of what a Jezebel is, and that you don't go around on Facebook posting to every woman that speaks of Scripture calling her a Jezebel. You shouldn't do that. I mean, that's pure evil. That's pure evil. But anyhow, you shouldn't do that. Let's pick up at Revelations first. We're going to read Revelations chapter 2, verse 18. And the angel, and it says, and unto the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of the Most High, who hath his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Your works is more than the first. Many people do a lot. They'll put up billboards to make sure that the children of Israel hear the truth. They'll some people put stickers on their car. They pass out flyers. They'll do all this stuff. Because we are supposed to spread the truth, the word. So he says, your first is, or he said, and the last to be more than the first. So thy works, he mentions it twice. Or shall I say, the patience is more than the works. Let me get that right. I know thy works and charities and service and faith and thy patience. And then he says, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. So he says, notwithstanding, here's where you get the problem. Every one of these assemblies, they either did one or part or a lot of things wrong. But he's going to get to what he had a problem with the church of Thyatira, the assembly out there, what they were teaching. Because remember, it's the content. It don't really matter about the name. The only reason they name us is because you're going to have two that are named for teaching the correct content. But Thyatira said, here's what they did. Our Father lets us know through John in verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And instantly... Because the scribes and the Pharisees, they talk about a woman. Every time they see a woman in the scripture, when they get to the churches where in Revelation, they'll say, okay, the woman there, well, that's the church. Why is it you know is that woman is also considered the church, which is the assembly, but everywhere else you don't know that. You don't know that the woman, the church, the daughter of Zion, that's Israel. The reason why is because they would take that piece of leaven about that woman, come right here and read that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophetess to teach. She ain't supposed to teach because remember Paul said, and they don't even know that Paul's writing letters rebuking, not making confirmation. But Father says, notwithstanding, he has a few things against thee. If you're learning any of this nonsense, he got a few things against you. Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Well, what is he talking about here in verse 20 of Second Revelation chapter 2? Is he talking about a woman prophetess, a woman teacher speaking today? Is that what he's talking about? Well, all you got to do is know that the woman that was spoken of in Revelation, or excuse me, in the Old Covenant, that Ahab was married to, first of all, she was a Zidonian princess. She wasn't even a Hebrew. She wasn't trying to teach nobody nothing. It ain't talking about her. When we understand, she wasn't calling herself a prophetess. She wasn't doing that. Not the one in the Old Covenant. But you get in Revelations, people want to take that right back. See, you a Jezebel. You this. No, 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 no. When they talk about this woman, Jezebel, it is for your understanding. They give you more clues. This Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, what Jezebel called themselves a prophetess in Scripture? And you ain't going to find none. But this one, take in mind, don't look at the word woman. Don't come to the Father's truth as a child. When they're talking about this woman, Jezebel, understand it was something that this person was doing. They were calling themselves a prophet sent by the Most High, getting a divine word. But we know that the Father had a problem with this because they weren't sent by the Most High. They weren't given a divine word to give to the people. This one right here taught and seduced the Father's servants, his children, to make commit fornication. When you go through the Old Covenant, who did that? The leaders. The ones who were over the people. Were they women or men? Yeah, they were men. Outside of Deborah, in the book of Judges, they were men who did that. So we're going to get it straight, because the Father wanted you to know the truth. Don't look at those words and say, oh, this old woman. No, no, no. You're missing what this is supposed to symbolize to you. You got to go to Ezekiel 13 to get it all, and then we're going to go there. When you go to read about those false teachers, those lying prophets, the ones who were causing Israel to err, he says, they which lead thee cause my people to err, because it tells you about the children and the women who rule over the people. They which lead thee cause my people to err. You always go back to what happened, and the prophets told you about it, which was happening during the time of kings. And actually it was happening everywhere prior to us going under captivity. We're going to go there. Let's go to Ezekiel 13. I want to go there quickly. I want to speak of this woman Jezebel, because you got to know, when somebody comes to you and give you a lie, you're going to be able to go there and figure it out. You're going to tell them the true understanding. This is all spiritual, family. We're going to take it to what is Revelations chapter 2, verse 20, this Jezebel. What are they speaking of? Because they're letting you know this Jezebel is calling herself a prophet. She's saying, the Father told me to tell you this. She's causing the children of Israel to become more devils than them. Let's check it out. Ezekiel 13:3. I'm going to take it there first. When we go to Ezekiel 13:3, it says, thus said Yahuwah, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit. They're not following the Father. And have seen nothing. Many today will tell you, the Father sent me, the Father told me to give you this word. And the word they're giving you, I'm like, where does that say that in Scripture? Do you ever question them when they certain things come out these people's mouths, and they tell you the Father sent them to make the way straight? The Father told them to give you this message. The Father told them to tell you we got to celebrate this feast day. The Father told them to tell you, America is Babylon. Let's get out of here. We got to flee. The Father say, I never sent them. They tell you, go to this feast day. They all doing feast days different. And if you read the Scripture, you know everything had to be done according to our Father's word. It's not being done like that today. But they tell you, look, where this tassel, women, stay in dresses, men, addy up, be a man. Take control over your household. Put your foot on that woman, Nick, if she got out of order. You could have many women, but she belonged to you, and you don't belong to her. Hey, they got lies flying everywhere. Because there's that part in, I think that's in the book of Daniel as well. It talks about how the world will tell you, oh, yeah, the Antichrist, one of the traits of the Antichrist is he's going to be a gay person. No, because it says he will not desire women. What it's talking about is look where they split Israel, cause divisions, cause problems. They don't desire, not that they don't want the woman, they're not gay, but the love for the woman is bad. They don't love the men either for what they do, but they put that separation right there for that woman, you see? And because they are allowed to do that, when you don't operate in the spirit and you're reading with them with the flesh eyes, they're able to do that. Many fall for this, but we're warned. That's what we're reading about right now. Let's go back. Ezekiel 13, I'm going to read verse 3, then verses 16 to 23 to find out about this woman Jezebel that calls herself a prophet. Let's find out what the Father wanted you to know. Thus said Yahuwah, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, said the Most High. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith Yahuwah, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and to make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people? And will ye save the souls alive that come to you? You can't do nothing. I'm not with you, the Father said. I never called you to tell the people this message, this garbage. Now, if we look around today, what women you see, if you want to take things by the eyesight, what women you see doing this, the daughters of my people, and they say that's a woman? What women do you see sewing pillows to their armholes to make somebody fly away in the air? That's what it says. It said fly. Who doing that? Well, no, this is for your understanding. What is that symbolizing? Well, we know that Ezekiel was talking to the people, pronouncing what was going to come upon them, as well as letting them know what was going to happen in the end. Many people think they're going to get out of something because somebody has told them a lie. If you come to my little piece of civilization, when tribulation hit, you're going to have food, you're going to have water, you're going to have protection. Others will tell you to go ship yourself to a different continent because, see, America getting ready to get destroyed. It's Babylon. They're giving you their form of salvation, of safety. But the Father never told them to tell you this because you ain't supposed to go nowhere. When it says, come out from among her, and you talk about Babylon, you better know that he's speaking of, what is Babylon? Babylon is confusion because it goes along with the lying scribes and Pharisees, the ones that everybody was rebuking, even the Most High and Yahushua. They teach people to err. They teach people a false safety because you can read what's going to happen in the end. Nobody ain't going nowhere. You better learn what those words mean. Nobody ain't getting off this planet. But you can be right in the midst of turmoil. And if you have the Father covering you, if you're seeking the Father, if you're doing according to what he says to do, you ain't got to worry about what's taking place everywhere else. But the lying prophets who tell the people a different message from our Father, oh, man, they put fear in people. They make people do things they wouldn't necessarily do. They don't make the people rely on the word of the Father by telling them, wait on me, because that's what our Father says to do, not go and get your own little civilization or think that you can dip any nation in a bucket of water and now they come into the New Jerusalem. When the Father said, no Gentile will trodden through that land, he gave you the names on the door whose house it is. It don't belong to nobody but Israel. There's a lot of false teaching going on. But let's get back to the word. You're seeing that, and there's no woman doing this right now. The understanding was Ezekiel was talking about the leaders, what they were doing to the people during the time of kings. Our people were getting ready to go into captivity. But they were telling the people, no, they were sending Jeremiah back, he lying, and. Read the book and find out, okay? Specifically, these were men that were doing it, if we're going to get technical with it. So that woman Jezebel, don't think about Ahab's wife. Don't think about her, because that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about those prophets who lied to the people. So let's read. Verse 16, to wit, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, said it our father Yahuwah. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. These are your lying prophets from the book of Kings, which were men, if we're going to get technical. Don't get mad because I said the word men. Learn to love the truth. Who was ruling those people? Who were those prophets coming up against Elijah and everybody? Who were those? Those were men. Go back to the book of, what is it? First Kings, when Jeroboam, he took the basis of the people and put them as high priest. He built altars. Pretty soon, Yehuda, Judah, the southern kingdom, you saw some error going into Judah. Judah had to mess up too because we went under captivity. But it was those lying teachers and those scribes and those Pharisees that we read about, the same ones we'll read about in New Covenant, that Yahushua called them a generation of vipers. And they come out of Abraham's seed. How can that be? Well, do you understand the parable of the wheat and tares? Do you understand what happened in the garden? It's all a spiritual thing. Our bodies are vessels. But what spirit or what is inside this body from Cain? It's something in opposition to our father. The father says, if you do well, will you not be received? But many of them won't do well. But the problem is they cause the children who should enter into the kingdom not to enter in. They put division in Israel. They cause the people to err by only giving them the flesh, fear. Let's read. So, verse 18, and say, thus said Yahuwah, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Now we know that the Father said he was going to send fishermen and hunters out for his people to regather them, give them the truth. Not regather them, but give them the truth. These, they're hunting souls, our spirits, the Israelites. They're hunting them down, but they're not giving them a word from our Father. They're speaking out of their own little heart, what they believe. Not what the Father has told them to tell you. So it says, from our Father, will ye hunt the spirit of my people, and will ye save the souls alive that come to you? People are coming to these people thinking that they got the truth. Because, see, they told you they was a Hebrew. They told you, we the people of the book. So you think everything they're going to tell you from that point is cool. I kept telling everybody, just learn out and finding the truth that we are the Hebrews. We are the people of the book. We are the Father's children. That's only the beginning, baby. That's only the beginning. There's more to the story than that. Read. Anyhow, they can't save nobody. That little civilization they tell you, come join this and come prepare yourself, that's not the preparation you're supposed to be doing, but that's what they'll tell you. They are those women who, they're sowing a safety net for you, so say. They're telling you to do this, do that. The Father never told them to tell you to do that. You can read it. So the Father says, when my people come to you, when you hunt down their souls, their spirits of my people, will you save the souls alive that come unto you? No, you ain't going to do that. He tells us in verse 19, and will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the spirits that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? See, everybody in the end time thinking that's a woman that, oh, it's Sister Georgia that's a Jezebel. This one brother, I'm going to give you a for instance. This one brother on Facebook, I never go on the chat line. I always turn it off. My daughter used my computer and left that doggone thing up. So this one brother gets on there, and he was Shalom's sister. I think he wanted to recruit me as a concubine. I don't think he knew who I was. But he wanted to recruit me as one of his concubines to build a nation, I think. And I told him, I said, well, hey, brother, and I make sure I call him a brother. Look, this ain't no love connection here. So I'm letting him know. I said, but I teach the word. And he said, you teach the word? I said, yeah, and I gave him the link for our website. So next thing I know it, he gave me all this scripture, called me a Jezebel. I mean, just ridiculous nonsense, you know. I'm looking at this. I'm looking, well, why was I a sister before? But if I tell you I'm teaching the word, why I become a Jezebel, which is not what Jezebel is speaking of in Revelation. Why am I a Jezebel? So I call him. Oh, I know it was. When I got on there, I told him, and he got upset. He said, hi, daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion. That's what he called me. I said, hello to you, daughter of Zion, because he was a male. Well, he got offended because he wanted me to be a concubine or something. But I'm calling him a daughter of Zion because a daughter of Zion is nothing but an Israelite. It's the people. It's not just a woman. It's a man, too. But he was under that false doctrine. I saw it. And that's when he started calling me a Jezebel and all that. But just to let you know, they pollute our people. They pollute our people by having our people do things that's not pleasing to our Father. And they pollute our Father among us for what? For filthy gain. For a handful of barley and pieces of bread. And to slay the spirits, the children who should enter to the kingdom, as Yahushua said in the book of Matthews. They block the way of the kingdom for the children who should enter. And they're making the children who should enter more children of hell than themselves. The same group. This is a generation of them. But these are the lying prophets. This is your that woman Jezebel. This is all the same thing, family. This is the serpent seed. You got to know what you're looking at in Scripture. Okay, so it says, our Father tells us, pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the spirits that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Wherefore, thus said our Father Yahuwah, behold, I am against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the spirits to make them fly. Nobody's really flying. What he's talking about is you're trying to tell them this is your place of safety. Come here, go here, do this, to get away from what is coming upon them. And during this time, what was coming upon the people? Well, chastisement. Destruction from the other nations to Jerusalem. You're telling them there's peace, peace. There was no peace. They were lying to the people. So they're giving them a form of safety. If you want to get out of, in the end time, you want to get out of this tribulation that's supposed to come upon the earth, well, here, if you do this or if you do that, nah, the Father said, you ain't got to do nothing. I'm going to protect you, just like I protected when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. I protected them in the desert. I gave them food. I gave them everything they needed. He goes in the scripture and says, if I take care of a blade of grass or a bird, you don't think I'm going to take care of you? Don't make my spiritual right arm into a physical arm. And that's what they were doing. They were lying to the people, giving them some form of salvation that was not according to our Father. Telling them when the Father said and sent his prophets that he woke up early to tell them, hey, change your way, repent. This is going to come upon you. They tell them, no, that prophet lying to you. Now, they're lying prophets telling you that the Most High's prophets, they're liars. The Father got a problem with them. They are the woman that Jezebel spoken of that deceived and seduced. They persuaded the people to kill Yahushua. They seduced them with their lies. Hey, choose Barabbas. It used the word, and the scribes and Pharisees went out there and persuaded the people. They seduced our people and was teaching our people lies, and our people said, crucify Yahushua. Because the Roman Empire, they didn't want to touch it. They knew that he was an innocent man, but it was the scribes and Pharisees, the same ones that tell you that you got to go somewhere, you got to do something, you got to keep a feast day. The same ones who take money for everything. They say they don't take money, but look at what they're doing. They're taking money. Oh, well, in order to get the full revelation, you got to take this class. Now, they have their radio show. They leave out a bunch of bits to it. So really, in essence, if you don't take this class, but you got to pay a hefty fee for, you're not going to understand it. When, if the Father gives it to that raised-up teacher, they're supposed to give you everything free. Now, you're supposed to give a love offering, but you're supposed to give that information free, not tell them take a private class. Hey, I got to go there. So let's go there. Verse 20. Wherefore thus said Yahuwah, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the spirits to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the spirits go, even the spirits that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear. He going to take everything that you worked, if you were lying with this mechanism, all that's got to get removed in a second, because you should have said, Father, I'm not going to lose not one that you gave me. But see, all Israel's not Israel. But the ones that you gave me, I ain't losing not one. Yahuwah tells us right here, he said he going to also tear your kerchiefs and will deliver my people out of your hand. And they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted. You are laying wait for my people. My people get lazy. They get hard-hearted. They don't want to read. They don't want to hearken when the Father raises up a prophet. When you get lazy and when you start just listening to the word of man instead of the word of our Father, you will be deceived because they're out there. That's what the warning was. That's what the warning of the seven assemblies is. Anyone not teaching about the serpent seed, how that they're with us right now, looking just like us. As we go further in Revelation, you will see, oh, it's the same thing that was spoken of here, all throughout the scripture. Started in Genesis, in the beginning. But the lying scribes and Pharisees will never tell you that truth because then they have to tell, well, you know, I'm that person. They're not going to tell you. But you should know them by their fruit. The Father says, your kerchief also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Because with your lies, or because with lies, ye have made the heart of the righteous sad. Whom I have not made sad. See, I tell people, I listen to these sites, I watch what they do. I see women calling in crying, talking about my husband beat me. I know I got to pray for him, and I know Yahushua was going to take care of him, but my husband got to correct me, and I'm praying for him, but he beat me and my kids, and those men sent them right back to that same vomit to get beat up some more. I hear women calling and talking about, yeah, well, he's the father of the baby, but he ain't helping. You know, we got five kids. And they said they took him to child support. What that teacher will tell that woman is, hey, you know, look what you did to that man. Now he got a felony. He can't do nothing. And you need to humble yourself. And the other woman wanted to divorce her husband, and she was getting ready to move out the house, and she wanted to divorce her husband. They said, nah. You stay right there and pray for all the men jumped on her. And I said, wow. And then there was some men who called in, and that was recently I heard this one. This man called in, and he loved his wife. But this teacher was telling him that, you know, you ain't doing what the Father said to do. You got to be there. You don't let her speak. If she puts you out of the room, you go kick that door in. You got rights to her, but she don't have no claim on that man. Some crazy stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. Goodness, when they tell the men that it's going to be more of them get killed and just the women going to make it, and that's seven women from Isaiah chapter 3 and 4. See? And it's going to be seven women coming to one man. So this one man going to have seven women. Ooh, he's going to have a good time. I can play an MP3 for y'all right now, and they'll tell you how they're going to have all the women of all the nations. And they sitting on little thrones. But they're lying scribes and Pharisees. The Father never sent no crazy messages like that. It makes the people sad. Our Father tells us in his word, he says, because with your lies, ye have made the heart of the righteous, his people, sad, whom I have not made sad, because if they just read my word and understand it, operate not the spirit, it's all good. I will never leave you or forsake you. No form of evil will come nigh to you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I will give you overabundance while everything else around you is crumbling. He gave you the example of in the book of Daniel when the three Hebrew men were put in that fiery hot furnace. But there was someone right there with them. And when they came out, who was that with them, Yahushua? When they came out, they didn't stink of burnt fire. Their clothing didn't have a piece of mark on it. their hair was perfectly fine, but the people who threw them in the fiery furnace, well, they crumbled up and dissolved. So, you know, Daniel was put in the lion's den. But because the father was with him, you try to put your unbelieving, want to listen to a lion scribe and Pharisees behind in a lion's den, full of lions that ain't been fed. See where you go. But if you got the father's covering, you could do like Daniel and go in that lion's den. And not one animal will come and attack you. Not one. Because the father is who you got to look to for everything you need. That's who you got to praise. And do what he tell you elsewhere. He said, have brotherly love. But that's not what these scribes and Pharisees are teaching. They're teaching you fear. What's happening in the world? The new world order, these encampments. No, what the warning is, not about no new world order with those seven churches. The warning and what the Father appreciated and he blessed was those who was teaching about the scribes and the Pharisees. But see, the scribes and the Pharisees got to take you to what's happening in the world. They got to take you and warp the scriptures. You can't get the good news. Because really, if they tell you what those seven assemblies, how only two of them made it and what they were teaching, they'd be talking about themselves. You be talking about themselves, family. I'm gonna move on because you know I can get on. I can have a whole lesson just right here, but I'm not gonna do that because I want to get through more. Let me finish it up here. I'm reading out of Ezekiel 13. I'm at the end right here. I'm gonna pick back up at 23, last verse. He says, "Therefore ye shall see no more vanity." Speaking to this woman Jezebel, speaking to these lying prophets that prophesied their own heart. Because the Father didn't tell him to tell you none of this mess. He says, therefore, ye shall see no more vanities, nor divine divinations. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. That's going to happen, family. But that's going to happen in the end times. Because right now, you're warned, they're here. They're here. Be on the lookout for them. Test the spirit. Open your book, and when they give you that little precept, you better make sure you go read before and after. Is that what that's really talking about? Okay, family. I had to go there because, you know, I like when I hit on something, I like to hit on it very well. I want to make sure that everybody's getting an understanding. I'm not just talking and nobody's hearing or understanding me because I'm going to read the Father's Word. I pray you get it. Operate out the spirit, okay? Let me go ahead and open a mic here because I think this is my brother. Let me get it open for you. Brother, I think I see you. It's just, oh, boy. Give me a second. It's saying, you should be, here you go. Area code 229, Shalom.
You can hear me, sis?
Oh, loud and clear, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You want to say anything to the family, brother?
Well, just Shalom, and I hope everybody's doing good. That's about it, sis.
Well, we're doing better because you're here, and it's always a good thing when I got my brother with me. So, brother, we were reading. I was going to Ezekiel 13 to make the connection with that woman that they called Jezebel in the second chapter of Revelations, round about verse 20. And I was letting them let the people know what it really is that Jezebel being spoken of. So that's what we just hit on. So basically, Jezebel of Revelations is speaking of those same beguiling generation of vipers that we're going to hear throughout the scriptures, whether they be called a lying prophet, a scribe and a Pharisee, serpent seed, and they got different names for them without the scripture, but they're always against the truth. So those, that is going to be different from that Jezebel spoken of in the Old Covenant with Ahab. So one of the things, if you're going to look out for this type of Jezebel, no, you're going to find a clue. Many of them will teach a safety doctrine, a flee Babylon. They teach the flesh covenant of the law instead of the spiritual new covenant of Yahushua. Okay? They will make Yahuwah's spiritual right arm into a flesh arm where you got to do something. Your works, you got to do something. They always seem to separate the men and the women, those who operate out that Jezebel spirit. Okay, just so you know. So, brother, we're at Revelations chapter 2. Can you pick up reading for me, please, 21 on down to Let's see. Yeah, 21 all the way down to 29, please.
21, okay. Revelation chapter 2, verse 21. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the assemblies shall know that I am he which searches the reins of the heart. And I will give unto every one of you according to your work. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. But that which ye have already hold, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh, he that keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shiver, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies.
Thank you, brother. Now, I'm just going to hit on it just a little bit. And like I said, I'm going to do a lesson where we're going to really hit on this really hard. But right now, it's just a little bit. If you notice, the Father is talking about works. Works is something that you're doing that Jezebel teaches you to do that is of works. And the Father didn't tell them to tell you that. He didn't say to do that. But he go to verse 21 and he says, our Father says, and I gave her, who her? That woman Jezebel, which are prophets. Going back to Ezekiel 13, what happened in the Old Covenant? What happened in Yahushua's time? It was the lying scribes and Pharisees. And right now, many of our people follow them, and they're considered a Jezebel as well. So he gave them a space to repent of the fornication. And she repented not. That's the same thing as when Yahushua let you know about those lying scribes and Pharisees, those hypocrites. They put heavy burdens on you, but they ain't going to lift one. They ain't going to remove one of them with their finger. So you see, you need to watch out. If you were warned by Yahushua directly when he was on this earth, and now you're getting warned by him again through John to tell you the same thing is still happening. There are lying scribes and Pharisees. They've always been there. The generation of vipers have been through every generation. And when they put these burdens on you, that's why I say they know what they're doing. If I could teach a lesson and give the spiritual understanding, and they know what that is, most of the people under him might even have a clue, but they are faithful to that man instead of to our Father. But if they're doing this, and they hear the truth, that's why they won't ever mention my name, because then they got to acknowledge they heard that truth. They don't want you to know that they know what they're doing. So they're not going to bring up my name. But I try to connect their names with the lessons so that they are able to say, hey, you know, she put enough of them out there. I know what she said. I understand that, but you know, no. They're not going to repent. They like the evilness they're doing. They appreciate when they can look at me and have other of their family members come on my website and call me a Jezebel and tell me that where's my covering and all this other stuff. They make the children of Israel more devils than themselves because the people who are under them from each of these assemblies, who the Father is not pleased with the information being received, so-called the word, they are causing the children of Israel to do the same wickedness they're doing. So we got many of our brothers and sisters out there acting just wild out there on Facebook. Talking some, you know, like I tell everybody these examples, not to gross nobody out, but it's the truth. I had one sister that was from one of these sites that believed that the woman, her job is to rebuild the nation. She sent out a flyer talking about she had posted this video. I think they took it off, though, but it was how to give a proper blowjob. And in her description, she was talking about how you got to please your man. And I'm like, what? Where's the father in all this? You so worried about pleasing this man and telling somebody how to give a proper blowjob, you need to take that time and get into Scripture. But they won't read the Scripture. Our people will not read the Scripture. They rather listen to this man than really read what our father says. And it is getting to that point, family, where we're going to separate the sheep from the goats. The father's doing it by his word. I'm just reading it. But if you're not coming to the word spiritual, if you're not seeking the father's face, if you don't care that you might be under one of these lying prophets, these serpents, these generation of vipers, well, you know, hey, everybody got to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, because you don't want to be deceived, but we're warned. And when we bring out the warning and let you see what this is speaking of, you need to start asking yourself, am I in the right place? Am I really hearing from the Father? Is this a lying scribe and Pharisees? Is this one of the generation of vipers that the Father and Yahushua and Paul and John spoke of? The prophets spoke of them. So, you know, we got to go that route. All right. He tells us, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, not what man, not what woman, but if you have an ear, you're going to hear something, but you're not going to hear a physical voice. You're hearing the Father's Spirit that's giving you this truth. You know, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. Now we're going to go, brother, if you don't mind, Revelation 3. Can you read all that pertaineth, which is chapter 3, verses 1 through 6? Can you read that for me, please?
Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things said he that has seven spirits of the Most High, thou works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Let me read that again. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things said he that hath the seven spirits of the Most High and the seven stars. I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before the Most High. Remember therefore how thou hast perceived and heard, and hold fast and repent. Thou shalt not watch. I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with thee in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
All right, thank you, brother. I'm not sure if your phone is acted up a little bit. It might be my phone, but I heard a lot of in and outs. Just letting you know. Okay. Now, Revelation 3 is talking about the assembly at Sardis. Remember, it's not really the name of that particular assembly, but it's the content that they were teaching. That's what this is all about. The different factions that Paul had to go against when he was writing letters and rebuking, and the other apostles were against. A lot of people had false information given to them, because the scribes and the Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat, they were opening up a book teaching the law, not teaching spiritual. They were going to the old, not going to where the Spirit was with the teaching Yahushua was given. So we see this one assembly group called Sardis. It says, these things said he that hath the seven spirits of the Most High and the seven stars. He says, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. Why is like what he's saying right there? You a Hebrew. You got the name, but you're dead. You're dead. This should take everybody back to where it said in the scriptures that go to Galatians 4. Go read it. I'm going to just give you a briefing of it. He's letting you know that the law is spiritual, but if you don't incorporate Yahushua, you're excluding Yahushua. If you don't incorporate Yahushua, it's like the blindness or the stumbling block or the blind leading the blind, all that happened to us in Old Covenant. Now Yahushua's here, but now you're not receiving Yahushua. You're not understanding that he came to fulfill, and he did fulfill it. But he, through the New Covenant, bought life. He bought the Spirit in the Word. So you're walking around, you're a Hebrew, but you ain't received it. Somewhere is faulty in what you've learned. Got to accept Yahushua. Got to accept the Spirit. You got to ask the Father to forgive you so that you're not groping in darkness. Because you're as if dead, but you are alive, and you do have the name of Yahuwah. But not everybody will make it. Many will be on that broad way, because it's something you ain't getting right. Now, it says, our Father tells us, be watchful, those who are under the blind leading the blind. That's the scribes and Pharisees again. He says, be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have found thy works perfect before Yahuwah. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. And the reason why he's going to come upon you as a thief, as spoken of in Revelation 3, verse 3, speaking about the teaching of Sardis, is because what's missing, family? If you're really reading Revelations, by the time you get to the sixth trumpet and so forth, what comes first? We talked about it yesterday. What comes first? Well, the one that deceives everybody, the one that is not Yahuwah, but in the place of Yahuwah, he want to be a place of everything. Well, that's a man of perdition, man of sin. You can call him the Antichrist. Don't look at just one man, because Paul told you there's many of them out there. They hold the number 666, which is the number of a man. Whoever, it says, remember therefore now thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Because if you don't repent, if it's not my word, and you're holding some truth, but it's not my word, he says, repent from that and come back to his word. If therefore thou shalt not watch, if you're not going to be watchful, if you're not reading with understanding, if you're not understanding the scriptures, who is the devil according to the scripture? Does he have children? Are they teaching you? Are you being watchful? Because certain people have crept in unawares. Because the Father told you in Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between the serpent's seed and the woman's seed, between the Father's people and the serpent's children. I'll put that enmity there. Throughout the scriptures, they were there. Yahushua said, hey, make sure you pay attention here. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. And then why would he say that and then come and turn around and say, whoa, ye scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, and tell you all that they were doing wrong? And then he takes you to John 8 and tell you the same doggone thing. Your father's the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, because he is a liar and the father of it. Taking you back to Cain, that generation of vipers. That generation of vipers, family. Many people will not realize that they are under somebody who has been taught by those generation of vipers, and they believe they're serving our Father. They're going to be caught as one that is caught with, like, a thief in the night. It's going to come upon them. They're going to think they have the truth. That's the end of Revelations. But when Yahushua, for the seventh trump, breaks through the sky, they're going to see, oh, we've been deceived. You see, the lie sounds so much like the truth. Paul told you that they pervert the word. They're reading out the same book, but they're perverting it. And what really is pertinent is if they're operating out the flesh, the children of flesh reading it, and all you're doing is reading it too. Oh, you're not seeking the Father. You're just reading the word. Oh, it does say woman. Oh, it does say this. You're going to be deceived. Because we as spirits, we're spiritual beings. We operate out of the spirit. Our Father is spirit. Yahushua was spirit. The word, which was spirit, became flesh, was manifested to us. Yahushua said, I'll come down, but I need somebody to make me a vessel here. He needed a vessel prepared. That was Mary and Joseph. Yahushua is that spirit that was with our Father from the beginning that came into a flesh body, a vessel. Our bodies are vessels, nothing more, nothing less. It don't mean nothing. But it's that spirit that dwelleth in that body, that makes that body something. If you did not come from above, if you are not seeking those things above, you are asked nothing. And you will get according to what you're looking for. If you're looking for the things of this earth and not looking up to our Father, you're going to get exactly what you deserve. When he set his people in this end time, regardless of that vessel you want to look at and you want to believe those flesh words, he telling you all in Revelation, he told you through the scriptures, you want to look at it and say, no, you are Jezebel. You are a woman. Know your place. But the Father sent them, just like he did before. He said, I raised the prophets to come to my people. But the scribes and Pharisees, those lying prophets, those leaders of the people, had lied to the people. When you get to New Covenant, they persuaded the people. They seduced the people to believe a lie. And they said, crucify him. Crucify Yahushua. Now, in the end time, we're telling you. We're reading it. Somebody is lying to you. Somebody is making you more of a child of hell than themselves. They're not giving you the spiritual understanding. What is Revelation? It's nothing but a revealing. The apocalypse, revealing. It's the same thing that was talked to us. If when people try to give you revelation, they don't go to the prophets and they want to stick with what's happening in the world, caution yourself. Look, caution marks all over you. That person ain't telling you the truth. If they won't come read with the spirit and give that spiritual understanding, you'll be deceived. Right here, it tells us, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have, he says, for I have not found thy works perfect before our Father. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Remember what you read. When you were in your Christianity, you had to lie to people, but most of the stuff they gave you was all right. And repent. Okay, remember what you learned. And repent. Read. Seek the Father. If therefore thou shalt not watch, if you're not going to watch, something's going to come and deceive you. It's going to come like a thief in the night. It's not going to be Yahushua, and that's what you're waiting for, but it's going to be that thief. That his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Because remember the Father talked about, I'm going to give you them strong illusions. You want to believe a lie? We read that yesterday's lesson. Go back and listen, family. Know that you don't want to be deceived. Because if you reject the Father's truth and reject the ones the Father sent for you, he said he's going to give you strong delusions so that you're going to believe that lie. Because he said, he told you throughout the word, I didn't send these people. I'm letting you know what you did before the harlotry. It's not a whorish woman. It's the nation of Israel. When you go to Revelations, that whore that sits upon the many waters, you better know this our history book. It's Israel that did this. Know what you did wrong. That's the point of a history book. You don't want to repeat the same mistakes our ancestors made in the past, but you refuse to read. And when the Father lifts up the prophets, you want to tell that prophet, you're a woman, Jezebel, shut up, be quiet. See, didn't Satan plan this out real clever? Think about it. If we know the false one going to come first, always did, always will, according to Scripture. Ain't nothing new underneath the sun. You got the children. Let you know, the first one was not of our Father. The second one was. You got Cain and Abel. You got Ishmael and Isaac. And then you got the one the Father said, I hate, Esau, which the world seems to love. Even the people who Esau bullied up beat up, killed, murdered, robbed, raped. Hey, they love him. They tell you Esau, not Esau. But Esau, he said, I hate, but Jacob I love. You got the three that are not of our father set first. Then you got that generation of vipers through Cain. They were there. They were trying to obtain Moses' seat in the book of Numbers. They were lying to our people, causing our people to error when the Father was sending his prophets during the time of Kings. They were there. By the time Yeshua got there, he said, hey, pay attention. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat, letting you know. He called them a generation of vipers. He told you their father was the devil. Paul wrote letters rebuking what they had taught our people. Today, I tell you, that woman y'all think is a woman, no, that's not that virtuous woman. That's Israel. That's not what a Hebrew woman is today. That's the nation of Israel. The prophecy of Genesis 3:16, well, we just read about it in what was it? Let's see, do we read about it here? I think it was in the last, let me just go up because I want to make sure I get it right. Yeah. Okay. No, it's on this one. Okay, I'll get to it then. Family, you got to know the truth from the lies. Stop trying to, the Father ain't pinpointing nobody in here. He worried about his children. He want all his children to come to repentance, but we know they won't. And he's letting you know what you're doing wrong and what you're following that is wrong. He's just repeating and revealing more. That's all this is about. But some people are being taught by the lying scribes and Pharisees. So when we get here, he tells you. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before Yahuwah. When I was doing the serpent seed series, I'm going to go back on it, but remember that. The Father is talking about the works that the people are doing. They believe they're doing right, but they're not. The works are wrong. They're not according to our Father. You wonder what that right hand is, what you're doing. It's something you're doing. It tells us in verse 4, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. So those few names are the people who are under this assembly, but yet they haven't defiled their garments because many will sit under that person, and they're just chewing the meat, and they spend all the fat out. So he says, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Every one of these groups, regardless if they got somebody who teaches lies, you got some good ones in there. And all they do, they go to many of the sites just to hear the good parts. That's why there's nothing wrong with going and listening to one of the Torah teachers because they're going to read the word. The word is good. But you take the good part and you spit out the bad. So Yahuwah is letting John know that you have a few names in there. You got a few of mine in there, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. But not all, but you got a few out there. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white garments. If you come out from among this crazy confusion, this wickedness, you ain't got to move to another place. You ain't got to transplant your behind to the moon, none of that. But if you come out of the confusion, what you're believing is true. What you have learned, read the Father's word, get the truth. Don't listen to man. You can listen to man, but you better be reading with him. And if he's telling the truth, well, good. But if he's not, you read what the Father says. And get that full understanding. Ask the Father to reveal to you. So he that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So you see, you got damnation if you don't heed to what these assemblies are teaching. If they're not teaching like the two that was approved, and the two that was approved was teaching you the serpent seed. They were teaching you those who crept in unaware, those who were sitting in Moses' seat, the lying prophets, that Jezebel that's spoken of in Revelation. They were teaching you about the same lies I'm telling you every day. If they're not teaching you that, woe to you, because your name could be blotted out of the book of life. That's how serious this is. Oh, you think I just want to pick on people and call them serpents and vipers and all? No, no, no. First of all, I didn't call nobody nothing. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. You cannot take away from what Yahushua said. He called them a generation of vipers. He told you their father was the first murderer from the beginning. He told you that. So why won't you hearken to it? Anytime you're talking about generation, you're talking about generation after generation after generation. Go another scripture, the Father said, hey, ain't nothing new underneath the sun. From those lying prophets to those deceived people, it's always happened. Now, before you usually come, is your time to get it right. Are you hearkening, seeking the Father to get the truth? Or are you just going to listen to man? Do you love the created more than the creator? It's time for people to choose their side, because the Father's going to let you know, I'd rather spew you out, the ones that can't decide. You just sit there and you go left and right. Oh, yeah. Go to this site, teach the total opposite. Oh, yeah. You know, you better choose. You ain't slipping off the gate to say, hey, I'm not going to choose a side. I'm going to listen to them all. I like them all. Because the Father didn't like them all. He told you what he approved of. Let's go there. He said that your name will be blotted out if you don't repent and come from those evil ways of yours. Now, let's go to, brother, can you read for me the Church of Philadelphia beginning at chapter 3, verse 7, and, read all the way up to verse 10.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you, brother.
Okay. You said chapter 3, verse 7, all the way to verse 10, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 7. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is set apart, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews or Judah or Yehuda, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, and try them that dwell upon the earth.
Thank you, brother. While I'm talking, brother, go ahead and get 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want you to read verses 1 through 12 for me, okay? I want to go back and touch on this a little bit, but look up 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hold that for me, please. Family, we're looking now at one of the other pleasing assemblies, what they were teaching. It was the assembly in Philadelphia, okay? Now, pay attention. He tells us, until the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia. The word Philadelphia don't mean really nothing. Just know that. It does mean brotherly love, as they say in the world, but hey, that don't mean nothing to these scriptures. He said, right, these things said he that is set apart, he that is true, he that hath the key of David. That's Judah, right? We're speaking of Judah here. Now pay attention. When I say that, we're talking about Yahushua. But bringing you back to Judah, pay attention. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Uh-oh, my grandson just came into the room, y'all, so I pray y'all don't hear no noise. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. We just read that in Revelation 2:9, dealing with Smyrna, which say they are Yehuda, that's in the Judah, and are not, but do lie. Who else did all this lying that Yahushua spoke about? He said, because the scribes of verse, he said, we be of Abraham's seed. We had the same father as you. Yeshua said, if you was my father, you wouldn't be trying to kill me, first of all. Then he took him back to the book of John, chapter 8, telling him, ye are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father, you will do. You know, he was a liar. Now he's telling you the same thing. He says, behold, I will make them, the ones of Philadelphia, the ones who are teaching of the serpent seed, because we know who has the key of David. That went into Yahushua was with, he sprang out of Judah. That's with Judah. It's the same thing being said, family, as Revelations 2:9. That was what was approved. Those two assemblies, if you taught the truth that, hey, they got people out here saying that they you. They're saying that we be sent by the Most High. They're from the synagogue of Satan. They're from the devil. They are the children from the devil. If your assembly, wherever you're at, they're not teaching you this. They're not telling you the truth about Genesis. They're not telling you the truth that daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. Don't put no division in there. Satan divides. You can't get to the truth with all this leaven. When Yahushua was with his disciples, he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. He let you know. You know, really, I don't know what it is that is so hard to understand spiritual. I don't understand it. It's very simple. And when the Father speaks on something to let you know what is, don't try to interpret what he says. When Yahushua said they were then a vipers, generation of vipers, that's what they are. When he told you their father was the devil, don't try to side guess. We see it was just a spirit. Yeah, it was a spirit, but they're really the children that are not our fathers. When you get to understand that all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is of Israel. Because he tells you in Revelation that there's going to be this sheep, but it's going to speak like a dragon. That's the same thing as saying the synagogue of Satan. That's the same thing as saying a generation of vipers. That's the same thing as saying your father the devil, which was Cain. A murder from the beginning. That's all the same thing. You see? If they're not teaching you, and if they're not rebuking so you can see, because you've been taught lies by them, you believe it, and then when the fathers, who he raises up, come and tell you the truth, you want to cast that one away. Because they will also tell you, that woman, shut up. Humble yourself. Be quiet. She a Jezebel. They don't even know what the word Jezebel means. And if they do know, they ain't going to tell you. But you know now. See, everybody's held responsible once they hear this lesson. We ain't letting nothing go. If the Father says, I say. If he don't say, I ain't saying. When I point people out to you and show you what they're doing, let you listen. This is what they said. Now, they're taking this piece of leaven that they threw out, which was all wrong, and took it here, 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 and all over the scripture. Now, listen to the Revelation series. It's whacked off. It don't make no sense. It's no different from Christianity. Let me go a little further because I want our brother to read something else. I know y'all think I be picking. I pray y'all don't. I pray y'all right there with me. And if our father have a problem with this, you ought to have a problem with it. It's not that I hate anybody, but God darn it, our father has put it in his word. He let you know I'm here. I put my son here to tell you. I told you in the beginning, I'm telling you through the prophets, I put my only begotten son there to tell you, and you didn't listen, your ancestors didn't listen. Now, when I lift up my people, they want to say, because Paul wrote most of the New Covenant, he was rebuking with letters, the same thing the scribes and Pharisees are trying to make a confirmation on. Paul was rebuking, and you didn't want to listen to him. Now, we got Sister Georgia in the midst of all these men telling you I'm a Jezebel. I'm showing you what this stuff means, and once again, they want to take away my glory. You're not going to take away my glory because I'm going to continue to speak my Father's word. I pray he's your Father too and you're with me because we're seeking our Father. We're seeking the kingdom. If those goats want to stay listening to those lying, scribes, and Pharisees, you stay where you are. I'm going to do like Paul. If you want to be ignorant, be ignorant. I wash my hands of your blood because I told you. We've read it. Now, I'm not going to apologize for that because it's in the Word. Paul said it. Our Father told us what to do. He usually said, if they don't receive you, shake that dust off your feet, you keep going. So you see, you know, the truth is there. What do you want? If you don't get it all, just repent and humble yourself to the Father. He'll give you that increase. You need that increase. You don't want your name blotted out. You don't want, we've been reading about how damnation is coming on to follow these people. You don't want that. But this synagogue of Satan, he says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Judah. And they're not, but they do lie. Behold, I will make them to come to worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Where will we be during this time period when he's going to make all this known? Well, we're going to be by Yahuwah's throne. They're not worshiping us. They're not worshiping. They're worshiping who they're supposed to worship. But we're there with them. We're at the throne with them. So nobody, no man is getting worshipped here by another man. Know that. I know some of our people would like to think that, and it does sound good, hey, but no, that's not what's going on. So he says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That hour of temptation. Do you not know that if you are under the Father and you're seeking the Father, that all this evil that's supposed to come upon this earth and it's going to be like a woman and birthing pain is going to happen quick? When it gets to its worst, especially when it gets to its worst, we're dealing with daily tribulations. That's nothing. But when this really this stuff starts to hit, you ain't got to worry about it. Now, he's keeping you from all that. His people are protected, as that he's always protected his people. But if you one that you hear these people telling you and bringing fear upon you and you don't have faith, you're trying to work out your own salvation, you're going to hit the brunt of what's coming up on this earth. You're going to have a chance to still get out of it before it's all said and done, but you're going to have to go through that craziness. You don't want to be one of those. You want to hearken to the Father now, not figure it out afterwards. Oh, wait a minute. Ooh. You know, because the Father said that no evil will come near to me. Well, what's going on here? Well, this brother told me if I get in this community, hey, I'm going to be looked after. You know, I got to learn how to grow my own crops. Well, shoot, the crops are bad. Something happened in the atmosphere. The crops are bad. There's nothing coming out of that ground. I'm starving. But the brother told me if I did this, well, what did the Father say? The Father says, seek him out. There's nothing wrong with growing vegetables, people. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm going to talk about that in the near future, but at the time it wasn't ready for me to bring it out. But if y'all get an understanding of the Father is the one that's going to take care of us, but somebody lying to you and telling you a whole bunch of stuff the Father didn't send, he didn't tell him to tell y'all that because the Father is going to gather us. He's going to take care of us. We ain't looking to no man, no woman for nothing. We look to our Father. Just know that. Okay, brother, because I read that last part that Paul said, he said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. We're going to read about that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. He said, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Please read for us 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Master, Yahushua, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Yahushua is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called of the Most High, or that is worshipped, so that he as the Most High sitteth in the temple of the Most High, showing himself that he is the Most High. Remember ye remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye therefore withhold it that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the master shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause the Most High shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Thank you, brother. You see, if you keep the patience that of the word that the Father has given you, he's going to keep you from that hour of temptation. You won't be deceived by those who come before Yahushua, claiming that basically they make a man into a god is what they're doing when they tell you that there's four powers of authority. You won't be tempted by them. He will keep you from that temptation. You will stay on that straight and narrow path, seeking our Father, seeking Yahushua as that mediator that the Father put between us and himself. You're not going to fall for that hour of temptation. The hour of temptation will not touch you. It will not come nigh to you. Your name will not be blotted out if you hold to the truth spiritually. But for those who are under the five remaining assemblies who don't teach about the lying scribes and Pharisees, the reason why is because they are the lying scribes and Pharisees teaching damnable doctrines. They're making you err, making you, they're blocking the way of the kingdom, as Yahushua said. Let's say it the right way. They're blocking the way of the kingdom for the children. They're saving souls that shouldn't be saved, you know, and the ones who should be saved, they're blocking the way for the kingdom for them through the doctrine, through the words that they're teaching, through their works that they're doing. They've been doing it to our people and persuading and seducing our people for the longest. They're still doing it with their words. Listen to these messages going out. That's why I say it's very deceptive. I don't blame nobody, because I blame you only because the Father tells you to read the word and discern the spirit and to seek him. And if you're not going to do that, you will be deceived. So, yes, I'm going to blame you because the word says for you to do that. But if you're a newbie, just coming out of Christianity, and the first place you go, because they're all over, and you hear one of these messages, it's pretty close to the truth what they're telling you. Because why? You could read it with your eyes. But have you sought the Father through the Spirit to get the understanding of the truth? See, if you seek the Father, he said he's going to stop you, that hour of temptation ain't going to come to you. He can preserve you for that. You're not going to be deceived. You're not going to have strong delusions where you're going to stay believing that doggone lie. And if you're one of his and you do fall under one of these lying scribes and Pharisees, as those Ezekiel 13 talk about, those that Jezebel, that teaching, that doctrine, that perverseness of the word, they didn't hear from our Father, but they said they hear from our Father. If they come and give you a little bit of leaven and you're not too sure on the word, but you're starting to search out the word, if you are starting to search out the word, he's going to give you that truth. He's going to reveal to you. You just knock. He'll give it to you, because not one of his will be lost. And his, regardless of what institute they in, I don't care if it's Christianity down to being a Hebrew, Israelite. If you got that yearning for the Father, if you're one of his, you got that yearning. You're going to be looking for that truth, even though you're under one of these false teachers. Well, what does the Father tell you to do over and over and over and over and over and over again? He says, repent. Come out from among her, the confusion. Come back to me. We seek our Father. He said, if you knock, that door will be open. Yahushua got the key. He gonna open all doors necessary for you to come back in, but you gotta go through Yahushua and repent. Seek the Father. And then the Father says, I'm gonna snatch you, the ones who's trying to catch you. And some have been snatched up already. I've had several come over here, and they finally get the truth. And all I can say is praise Father, praise our Father, you know, because what happened to you really is told in Scripture, but you're blessed. You don't want to be with your name blotted out. You don't want to be damned, according to the Scripture. You don't want to be one of those who are so hard-headed, selfish, love the ways of the world, the sexual pleasures of this life, to know that what the men teach you about these women, you could have all the women you want. Is your job to make babies with these women? Is your job to build a nation? Is your job to put your foot on that woman's neck? Is your job to sit up and read the Torah, exclude Yahushua, but read the Torah? And what I mean by that is they'll tell you all you got to do is dip yourself in water. They don't give you the understanding of the complete new covenant, the renewing of your mind, the body, and the spirit, where there's life. The new covenant had the life. They won't say, we exclude Yahushua, but what they're telling you to do with their actions tells you the same thing, exclude Yahushua. I've seen people fight about that water baptism. John was a forerunner. It was Yahushua that John said, I can't even tie his... I'm not even worried to untie his shoelace. But all he was doing was being a forerunner to make the way straight. But the true straight path is the complete renewing of the mind, the body, and the set-apart spirit. That's what you got to do. Many people, like the ones on the cross, they had up in, well, that's what they put in the Bible. You know, they were hung on a tree right next to Yahushua. Yahushua told that sinner, and remember, these were sinners. He told him, he didn't say, first, jump off the cross and go dip yourself in some water, then come to me. No, he said, this day you shall see me in paradise, because there was a complete renewing. He heard the word. I mean, you go on, just check it out. You think I'm lying. Go check it out and watch these Hebrew sites put people in cold bodies of water in some oceans in the middle of winter. And now, hey, you're all right. Now you got to finish doing the rest of these things, of course, but you're all right. They're giving them a perverse doctrine. But it's so close, because when you read it, it says some of this stuff. But is that what the message was about? No. That was, when they talk about a virtuous woman, they got the men looking, well, I want to get me a virtuous woman. No, you should be a virtuous woman, man and woman. You. Because the virtuous woman is Israel. That was the condition we were supposed to be in. This stuff, you know, I get a little excited, but, hey, I got to go there sometime. Thank you, brother. Let me see. Brother, we got about, let me look before I start talking here, family. Okay. Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left. We're going to finish this. We only got a little bit more to read in chapter 3 of Revelations, and I'm done with this. But I want to get that out so that when you start doing your own personal studies in the Word, you got a little bit more information under your belt. You can go to Revelations and understand if where you're under ain't teaching you about those lies that were put in the Scripture, if they're not telling you that Paul was writing letters, he was rebuking that. He wasn't saying this was good. He was saying that's bad. He said, we have no such, that's not what we do. I was made an apostle, even, you know, the least. I was made one. Tell you, that's wrong what you're doing. He was rebuking. So this is just to give you ammunition when you do your study. We're going to hit it hard later. I just want to go a couple places. So if you want to switch over, and I think everybody did, but the number is 646-595-4111. I'm almost done. I'm almost done, family, because I really don't want to hold this too much further. But I just wanted to share that with you because, you see, the Church of Philadelphia and the Church of Smyrna, they taught about the serpent seed. They taught about those who are claiming to be Israel, but they're not. Specifically, they're claiming Judah. Now, when you don't know any better in your Christianity, you're going to say those Jewish people, because then you find out about the books that they read out of. But see, that's why I tell everybody, don't look at all these other nations, because the only purpose for the mother nations was for our chastisement. He used them for that. You better be looking at what looked just like you. It looked like a lamb, but it speaks like a wolf. or dragon. It's a sheep in wolf's clothes. That's what you better be paying. And nobody's teaching you that's a biggie. That's what gets the people, because it's always been there. Not just a new covenant, always been there. So let's go on a little further. We were reading out of chapter 3 of the book of Revelations, and we stopped reading at verse 10. So what I want to do is pick back up at 11 and finish it off. So, brother, can you read from verse 11 for me to, I think that's it, yeah, 11.
11 to 22, finish it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of the Most High. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of the Most High, and the name of the city of the Most High, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from the Most High. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies.
Okay, brother, stop for a second. I didn't realize there was one more. We're going to read about this last one, Laodicea. This is another assembly. These are, remember, family, it's not about the name so much, but it's about what they were teaching. So we're going to read about the seventh assembly. Let's read what they have to say.
Keep going.
14, pick it up in 14, chapter 3.
Okay. And unto the angel of the church, of the assembly of the Laodiceans write, these things said the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of the Most High. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies.
Okay, thank you. Family, this one right here, the Church of Laodicea, as is mentioned in chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 14, this assembly, these Hebrews who are scattered, what they're doing, they're, okay, 10 seconds, family. You want to switch over, 646-595-4111. Okay, and I thank those who have joined us again. And make sure you go to the first lesson before you go to this one. All right, shalom, family. Now, for those who are going to stay with us just a little bit longer, because that was the last one I want to read out to you. But you have to understand, it tells us that this assembly, our Father tells us, the faithful, he's the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of the Most High. Okay, he tells them, I know thy works. Pay attention. When he's talking about something negative, he always keep mentioning the works. Either the only two assemblies that the works were good were for the ones who was talking about what the lying scribes and Pharisees are doing. But he talks about the works of the others, and it's not pleasing, okay? They believe, many of these people who sit into these, they believe they're doing they believe they have the truth and they're good. I'm good like I am. When you approach a Hebrew that's sitting in, a lost sheep that's sitting in a church, and you try to give them the truth, they feel that they got the truth, that it, everything all right. You know, I'll listen to you, but I'm going to still stick with the old, same old vomit. I'm not going either way. You're not going to convict me. You're not going to take me away. You're not going to add to. I'm just going to stay where I am because I'm safe. The Father is basically telling you, choose ye who you will serve. You know, you can't be lukewarm and just think that you're cool because you listen to both, but, hey, I'm going to stay neutral. No, because one is going to be the truth and one is going to be a lie. And don't let what's going on, a lot of people believe that if they have money and all that, see, I'm blessed by the Father, I'm doing the right thing. No, you better be reading that word and making sure that you are choosing the right side, who you will serve. Because many of our people, if you go back to Old Covenant, what they served wasn't of the Most High, and they got destroyed. It's a repeated pattern. If just because you believe that you serve the Most High, are you really? Are you searching out His Word to make sure that's what you're supposed to be doing? You're staying lukewarm because many believe, well, I don't want to hear it because, see, it's a sin only if I know it, so I ain't going to hear nothing. You better figure it out. You're not going to be lukewarm in this. See, when the Father comes to put that judgment out, He going to discern the reins of the heart. He going to dare each person by their own what they have done. So you are standing naked right in front of the Father, nobody with you. Either you're going to have your spiritual garments ready or you're going to be ass naked. Whatever you sow, so shall you reap. If you want to stay under whatever it is, but it's not of Him, if you don't want to, you want to say you got everything you need, you don't need really anything, but, you know, really you need the Father. It's like you're denying the Father. You're denying Him. Whether you want to call it for, I don't want to say I am, well, that's what you're doing. That's what He's telling you. He said, let me just go there. Hold up a second. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. I wish you would pick a side. So then because thou art lukewarm, you're right in the middle, you know, and neither cold nor hot. You don't have a lie, but you don't have the truth. You're just there. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I'm done with you. At least the ones in the first few assemblies, he was able to tell them, well, you need to do this. But you think, well, the Christianity will tell you, just believe upon the name. Other people will tell you, all you got to do is dip yourself in water and you straight. You saved. You blessed. You're not stressed. Other people will tell you in the Hebrew community, well, all you got to do is this. You know, but it's all right. You have not searched the Father. You will take any bit of doctrine and just think everything's okay. You're not really looking for the truth. Because if you look for the truth, it will convict you that you're not serving the Father. You're just there. You have no worries. You think that you are all right. Because you've taken a piece of lie here, a piece of lie there. You're just lukewarm. You're not taking those sides. Many of the people who sit under these Hebrew congregations, what they will do is they will come back, and I've seen them do this. They will come to my lessons and hallelujah, Cain. They'll go to a serpent seeds doctrine and say, thank you for teaching me this. It's like you're not even, our job is to be watchmen. If you hear a lie, you're supposed to put your foot down on that lie. Take a side for the Father. Don't just take a side for, you ain't taking a side for nobody because you came on my side and said the same thing. But I'm telling you that right there is a lie. And you go over there and tell that person, good job. You lukewarm. What are you doing? What side are you on? Either you're going to be on the Father's side but stumble where He can help you out, or you just say, well, you know, I don't want to get, we not supposed to talk against our brother. Yeah, that's true. But is that your brethren? You got to read more. Figure out what the Father's telling you. Seek the Father. Let Him reveal to you. Pick a side. It happens in Christianity. It happens in the Hebrew Israelite community. You're not safe. You think you're safe because, you know, you're going to read, you're going to listen, but you're not really searching. You're just lukewarm. It's time, if the Father says, hey, I can't anymore do away with those feast days. If he tell you that you discontinue from your heritage, who are you to try to say, no, I'm going to get back that heritage I had in Old Covenant? Well, because a man told you, and he read the scripture, and he didn't give you the proper understanding. So, well, I know, Sister Georgia, you know, you read those scriptures that and gone way and beyond to show that it's all spiritual now. But, you know, well, you know, I'm really scared. Let me go ahead and do a little this, I'm going to do a little that. You're not picking a side. Either you're going to go with the truth or you're going to go with a lie. What you going to go with? If you can't even choose and you just stay neutral, well, he's going to just spew you out. You choose the right one that was sent by him, and you seek the Father's word, and you go to the Father and repent and ask him to show you the truth, reveal to you. You got to pick a side. You ain't, nobody is getting out of nothing. That's why I said people making these communities telling the people they're going to be safe. Think again. Nobody is safe unless they got the truth. But the word tells you the truth if you hearken. You don't have to worry about nothing that, look, Sister Georgia, people around here be wanting the same thing, I'm sure. Y'all, everybody know I haven't worked for the longest. When the Father took me out of my work, he brought me to do what I'm doing. I didn't choose this, no. Don't even think of yourself to say that about me, and get the word Jezebel out your mouth. But when he did that, you know, I started teaching the word and doing what I was supposed to do. But many people around here, man, I didn't lost track of what I was going to say to y'all. God darn it, my brain. Father, bring me back into remembrance, please. Use your name. Oh, man, I was going to give y'all an excellent point, and it had to do with me. In the situation, oh, yeah. Now, you see, when you're in a situation where really the situation I was in, I was making really good money before the Father took me out of my line of work to do his work, which is what I do now. So I'm not working. But people out here are wondering, well, how is she able to do this, do that, and, you know, it you see people furniture on the corners. You see people just starving. You know, people have no clothes. Their shoes are flapping in the wind. People got no coats out here. And it's freezing up in Ohio, especially today. But all this is going on. But why is she not struggling? Because I know the Father's word. He said that I can be right in the midst of all the chaos in the world. But if he's with me, who's going to be against me? See, if you don't know the truth of the scripture, I'm happy. What I got to fear? I ain't got nothing to fear. As long as I fear my Father, give reverence to him, seek him, what I got to fear? People ask me all the time, Sister Georgia, why don't you do current events? Why? Scare you more? Because you already been other places. I'm not going to scare you. Now, I could have talked about farming and all that stuff, which I'm going to get to one day here really soon. Because ain't nothing wrong with trying to build your own garden and all that stuff. That's good. But if you're doing it for the reasoning, and that's what all this is about. See, it's not, you know, we have liberty. It's not that you're doing something bad with the knowledge of who the Father is and have understanding. I'm just putting this in here because technically he does say, in what, Jeremiah, was it 28:29? He said, when you go into the land of your captivity, build your house, get your wife, you know, plant you something to eat and all that. You're supposed to do that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what they're doing now is telling you got to do these things because when the time come and the famine be in the land, we know the famine is not for bread and water. The famine, that ain't what's going to hit you. The famine is already here. The famine is there's not very many people speaking the truth. That's the famine. That deals with the scribes and Pharisees again, the generation of vipers. So they wonder, why is it I'm not groveling? My stuff is still in my house. And I ain't worked for over 10 years. And even though, and I'm praying the family members start to get this right, not for me but for you, I'm praying that you start to understand what you're supposed to do as a Hebrew Israelite, as a son, or the word son is children, as a son of the Most High. You're supposed to know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to keep the word going. That's for you to do. I don't have to do everything. You have a part to play in it too. So, why is it I never really got what I needed to get during those times, but yet I'm still sustaining myself? Well, I'm not doing it. The Father is. I can tell you some things. I'm going to tell you in the near future what has happened. But I tell you, I had to get myself right. The Father had to work with me on a level that I needed. That was one of the levels I didn't have. And that's why when we go forward, we're going to be teaching faith, salvation, spiritual understanding. We're going to do shorter lessons to give more understanding to those things that people are just not getting. You see, we're not playing around here. We're going to get to the Father's Word, give the people the understanding they need. We got to build your faith upon the Word. Many people freak out and go ballistic, and then with all these lying scribes and Pharisees teaching you fear, and that caused you to make errors. We got to stop that. We're going to go with what the Father says. Once you get that peace and shalom, oh, man, you got it. Because right now people are going crazy around here. They robbing, they killing, they, I'm looking around, people losing their homes left and right. The number of the homeless out here and the jobs have all diminished. But the Father is taking care of this house because we serve the Father. You need to serve the Father. You need to build your faith. You need to really read and understand what is it those two churches, those two assemblies, what was it that was pleasing that they both did? They told the truth. When you see somebody lying, and it's a lying scribe and Pharisee, they're telling you that the Father sent them, I'm from Judah, I'm a man, I'm supposed to speak. And they give you a bunch of malarkey that tell you fear, and they leave out Yahushua in the equation. It might be hidden how they do it, but they do it. You speak up to that truth. Because, you see, one of our other family members is sitting right there listening, and all they hear is that lying prophet across the radio or wherever. You call in and say, well, what, have you forgot about this scripture? You know, look, if that teacher is not a lying scribe and Pharisees, or if he is one of the children of the devil or whatever he is, but if he is and you give him that proper understanding, he should change what he's teaching and thank the Father for that correction. Or if someone is listening and they know no better, but if you open your mouth, you're a witness to our Father. You open your mouth, that person, another person, and another person might hear the truth. And then that'll get them into the Word. Well, Father, you know, most people, when they can't get it, but they heard it said, somebody said, this was it. Well, let me take it to the Father, which is what we're supposed to do with everything. So if you take it to the Father, you knock, that door is going to open. Regardless of if you were led astray, that door is going to open. You got to seek it up with the Father, because right now is a very, very treacherous time. We're in the time of the wilderness. We're in the famine. It's here. At first, I thought is when, well, I was partially right, but I'm not going to tell you. Let me be quiet. But I'm going to tell you, family, that famine is here because many are not teaching, thus said our Father. The famine is here for the truth of the Word. They're going to read out the book, but it's not the truth. That's what was going on back in the day in the Old Covenant, went on in New Covenant, and it's revealing to you right now what's going on. You better know the truth. Brother, you want to add anything? Yeah, you're still there. Did you want to add anything, brother? I think you're on mute. Check your phone out. Maybe he left the... Oh, boy. Yeah, he there. I don't know why I can't hear him. Okay, well, anyhow, I'm going to open up another mic. I see hands up. That's all, family. That's all I wanted to share with you, because that lets you know there is nothing new underneath the sun. And when you start reading these scriptures, we're going to go more through the scripture to show you the serpent seed. We're going to go teach you what the Father really said, especially for your salvation. We're going to go forward with that type of teaching with spiritual understanding. Like I tell people, if you don't want to go to our Father's book that was preserved for us, our history book, with that spiritual understanding, you might as well just toss your book up and say, let me follow any false doctrine out there. Because basically that's what you're doing, and that's what we just read in Revelations. People are deceived. So you don't want to be going on that broad path. You don't want that path. But many people are on it because the lie looks so much like the truth, but it's not the truth. Okay, but you got to come spiritual. So anybody wants to ask any questions or give a scripture, right now I'm opening up the mic. I see one hand up. Brother, your mic is open, but I think you're on mute. I know. I think I'm still connected. I'm going to make sure when I open up this other mic, because I might be talking to the wall. Who knows? Okay, let me open up this mic. Hold on a second, family. My computer always seems to freeze. Let's see. Oh, it says not responding. Same thing happened yesterday. Hold on a second. It'll open up. Here it goes. Okay, area code 937. Shalom.
Yes, hi.
Hey,
I'm
hi,
just
sister.
Listening.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You
I was
yesterday,
the one who
right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I did.
You want to say anything?
No, I was just listening. No, I was just listening.
Okay, well, did you get anything new out of it as far as understanding with the scribes and the Pharisees and what those two assemblies were teaching that you're supposed to get out of it?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes.
Well, I tell you guys, join us as we continue the serpent seed. We have a lesson, a series. Well, I'm going to go all through the scriptures and let you see the serpent seed. Although they don't call them serpent seed, that's what they are. So, but it's good because you got to find out what they did, what was unpleasing to our Father. Because, see, those type of things that we're supposed to understand in our history book, that's what people are still doing today, and they don't realize it. And most of these people truly love the Father. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe mm-hmm. that our people as a whole, you know, outside of those lying scribes and Pharisees and the children from the devil, most of our people really do love the Father, and they believe they're in the truth. So it's important to know what is truth from lies. So, sister, I thank you for joining us. Oh, you're there. There he is. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead, brother.
I had to put the phone down. I was going to tell you I had to run. I had to put the phone down. I didn't want you to be calling my name. You just going all your time.
I already did it, brother. That's
know.
All right. I was wanted to know, I just talked to one of our sisters. She was here yesterday. Now, sister, say your name one more time because I can hear you clearly today.
Deneen. Like Janine, but Deneen. Deneen.
Oh, Deneen. I'm going to
yes,
remember
ma'am.
It. I'm going to try my best. Sister Deneen. Well,
yes,
thank
ma'am. I'm
you,
also
sister.
Your Facebook friend, so, if, you know, so that's how I
oh, okay.
do Facebook.
Well,
yeah.
I'll be looking out for you when I go to Facebook to post the lessons.
Yes,
but
ma'am. Okay.
We just finished. I'm just going to leave the mics open at this point. But we just finished talking about the seven assemblies. Brother, is there anything that you wanted to add to? Anything at all?
You talking to me, sis?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. I didn't want to add anything. You did an excellent job today, sis.
Okay, now, I want to just get to the family members while they're here. Everyone knows Brother Jonathan. Brother Jonathan really is searching the word out, and we're going to have Brother Jonathan come forward and do some lessons. And Brother Jonathan and myself, we've been discussing it. And what we're going to do, do you have your computer on, brother? Somebody got their computer on? I'm hearing a lot of noise. But Brother Jonathan... Okay. Brother Jonathan and I are going to be doing little mini lessons. They're not going to be very long, but it just might be a point that you don't, if there's something that you want me to go over again, send me a little email, and I will pick it in order of how many people need to hear about this again. And all I will do is do a quick 15-minute to 30-minute lesson on it, okay? Brother Jonathan and I are going to have some of those so that when people don't get a certain part, it's going to be easy to just to go to that one little 15-minute show and get it, okay? We're going to be doing a lot of those little ones because there's a lot of things that, what I might do for the lesson is, you know, quickly just give you the scripture. Don't read it, but give it to you. Have you read it and maybe highlight the verse that you need to make sure you understand and make that connection with that and just give you, like, usually when I give stuff, I read it all. So I'm not going to do all that. It's going to be left to you to do that. But here's where you're going to find that truth. And this scripture, this particular verse is going to connect to this understanding. You know, do something really simple like that. So when people don't understand when we speak about the serpent seed, there's a mini lesson. You want to get it? Okay, here it is. 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes of time to figure this out? Well, there you go. But also, I'm going to be taking all the older lessons off. Because there's a lot of leaven in that, and not intentionally put, but the Father, brother, sister, somebody, who's making all that noise?
I'm sorry, I am so sorry. I was in my freezer and fell out.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you see, the lessons, as the Father gives us information and disposition of time, you know, most of us didn't understand that those Gentiles were us. So I have lessons in the past. I don't want to send anybody backwards. I don't want to put a stumbling block in for you. I want to give you the most current to where maybe next year he might reveal something else that will throw some of these lessons off. I got to go back and now give you that. So we're going to be updating the lessons, but I'm going to be removing a lot of those older lessons. I usually tell everybody, go back to the first, 100 or so shows. You should be cool. Okay, go back to the first 100. Don't go way, way back there. Then you got to sort out the leaven from the Gentiles being other nations. It's not them. Okay? So those are things to look forward to, and we're doing them because we want to make sure that you're getting the truth. We know the famines in the land. We know that there are many people out there teaching you lies and intentional. You know, but it is up to each and every one of us to search the Father's word. So we're going to do that to help you when you get to a part that might be a stumbling block for you. Well, I don't understand. It might be the liberty. That's another show I'm going to do over, but the liberty. You know, people don't know about that liberty. That's a part no covenant tell you about the liberty, and it will help you in this time period if you understand it. Those little things like that. So we'll do a lot of little mini lessons, okay? And that'll help the people out. I'm going to pick back up because I still got one more White History Month. I got it. I'm waiting. I want you, the Father had me put this message first. Now I'm going to go back and finish up White History Month and get back on the Serpent Seed series, which will take me through New Covenant a lot of places because I want to hit on New Covenant. And, you know, we're going to be all over. But we're going to be picking it up to give you the spiritual understanding, to give you an understanding of what you need to be doing right now if you're trying to seek the Father's face and obtain salvation, because it's clear in the Scriptures, okay? A lot of times they will give you, like I played that song, Israel Redemption. It got a lot of the verses, the Father's coming back for us. But you got to know there's certain things you got to be doing right. You know, you got to be hearkening to His word, and you got to be watching out that you're not deceived. So we're going to go through a lot of these things. Brother, anything you want to add?
Well, no, not really, you know, but just one major thing, you know, that I see when I am reading the Scriptures is how the Most High, even though He deal with us individually, but for the most part, through His Scripture and through prophecy, He deal with His people as a nation. So when you see these prophecies coming on, you know, most of these things are individual prophecies where people could just grab hold and say, hey, this is for me. No, because He dealing with us as a nation. When He take us out, He's taking us out as a nation, you know. And I know for me, that helped me to see the Scriptures clearly, and He helped me to have more understanding of how He's dealing with us.
That's right. Hey, you know, we all love our family, even the ones who shun us because of the word, because they don't know the truth. But really, we really want to make sure that what we do at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible is we really bring forth the truth. You're not going to hear me say something that is not of the Father. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to tell you a lie. And I will rebuke. So know that about me. I will rebuke. I will speak boldly when I see somebody deceiving you, and it's on a large scale. We're going to read the truth. We're going to read the truth, but you got to really be aware of what Revelations is speaking of. We're going to hit on Revelations, too. We're going to hit on a lot of things. You want the Father's word, you stay right here. You can venture out, you know, and just chew the meat and spit out all the fat and all that. But, look, seek the Father for your salvation. Know the truth. That's what's important, and we want to give you the truth, okay? Like I said, anyone coming to the website, look, don't come unless you want the spiritual truth. If you want spiritual understanding and you're ready to do your part, help me out somehow, or give a love offering so I can continue the word going, or do something, give me some scripture, something, you know, come on over. We're happy to have you as a family member. But if you're just one of those that did like you did in the church, just sit down there, okay, well, here's my love offering, I did my part, or at least I showed up, I did my part. That's, the Father's not pleased with that, okay? Hey, we got a caller, everyone. I was getting ready to close it down, but I will open it up because we do have another caller here. Let me go ahead and get this mic open. One second. I'm opening you up. My computer just happened to freeze again. I don't know why it's freezing. I'm almost there. Let me hit it again. It says not responding. Here it goes. A couple seconds. I guess the word is a hot topic because everybody, I truly believe most of our people, they really are searching for the Father. Don't think I'm trying to insult anyone. I really not. I just want everybody to be on their P's and Q's and understand this ain't no game. Okay, shalom, area code 347.
Shalom, Sister Georgia and family. It's Sister Phoenicia.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Phoenicia?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited because I see the Spirit moving. I've just been talking about the same thing. The things we're talking about, we've been talking about, me and Sister Mika, we've been talking about the same topic. And, you know, it's just making us go back over the Kenites because before the flood, it was Cain's seed. And then after the flood, it was like the Kenites and these people sneaking in amongst the southern kingdom, you know, looking like us, but talking, trying to teach the law, but they're off. It's like they're not even Israelites, really. So some of these people ain't even really Israelites. That's the thing, too. They're Kenites. So we've been really living like that. Huh?
The word Kenites means descendants of Cain.
Right.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, go look it up in the Strongs, the word Kenite. Those are descendants of Cain. Yeah.
Well, that's
and
here.
We know Moses' father-in-law was a Kenite. You know, it put it like this. It says he was a Kenite, but you have to ask yourself, because of what he did, it was righteous what he did. The thing is, was he dwelling, like they call Job, an Edomite? But Job was just a Hebrew dwelling in Edom. But he wasn't a white man, okay? He wasn't from
Edomite.
So, yeah, so that's why the word can kind of get tricky, because, see, when they put that in English, They just threw a name on, like today. You'd be called an African American living in America, but we know that we're Hebrew Israelites living in America. That's what we are, from specific tribes. We just living in this land, but we're not a Caucasian American. We're not of Edom.
Right.
We're not
right,
of the Moabite.
Right.
We are Hebrew Israelites living in a particular land. So, yeah, sister, you're right. Go ahead. Anything else?
These Pharisees, you know, these teachers that are teaching out of the wrong spirit, they've always been, like you said, they've always been. It was Cain. It was, you know, it's about worshiping the way they want to worship instead of worshiping the way the Father calls you to worship. So that's the thing.
Yeah, and you see, well, one of the things, too, many people don't realize that when, you know, you keep reading the scripture. I got to go back and get the proper scripture for you guys, but I'll have it in the future. It talk about when he comes in, the one that deceives the people. He don't come in with war. People talk about the third world war and all this stuff. Don't even look at that mess. They're talking about specific people who are leading our people astray. But what they do is they come in not with war but with peace. Because you ain't even going to know you're deceived. So I tell everybody, when we first found out we were Hebrews, many of us, we found out through one of these other sites. You know,
right.
At least some people now are finding out they're Hebrews through me. But before I knew, I found out through those other sites, which are, I'm seeing now, well, wait a minute, you had that part right. We are the children of the book. Oh, that's the peace they give you. And now you it's peaceable because, hey, all right, I'm a Hebrew. And you know they're telling you the truth because they'll go through Deuteronomy 28, show you how we fit the curses and all that. But then the later lessons, that leaven starts getting thrown in. You see, that's how that deception forms. Once you build a basis for trust, most of our people believe, just like when you're in church, well, this is my reverend. I've been going to my grandmother went to his father, and now I'm under the same church because this is where we found the truth. Let alone, you never got the truth. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents got hooked because they heard some truth in the beginning. But then the false teachings start coming in. And that's what Yahushua and Paul and everybody warning our people about. You see, people think that, people look at World War III, stop looking at that. That's a man-made thing to keep you all scared and worry about an apocalypse, which doesn't mean a war. Look, it's talking about a revealing. So, We're gonna get to those truths because, sister, there's so much leaven out there right now. It really is a shame. And the famine, that's why the famine in the land is there, because those who should be able to speak boldly and at a wide level, we're getting hushed up.
With me as tomorrow.
Right. And it's like you said, I mean, one of the first cues is that you should know that something is off when you first waking up. Like for me, when I first woke up, me and Etana, my sister, we came through GOCC. But then they're offering Hebrew Academies. You got to pay $150 to get into Hebrew Academy. Something in your spirit should say, this isn't right. Because if there's a famine in the land, the Father knows we're poor. If there's a famine in the land, these people are charging us $150 to be a part of a little month-and-a-half-long Hebrew Academy to where you learn about the Father. What's that about? You know,
that's supposed to be
right.
Free. That's
it's
what I'm telling the
free.
People. See,
it was given to you freely. You received freely. You should give it
but
up.
See,
what's that about?
But see, sister, let me just say this. That's why I was telling the people. You know, our people get backwards in their thought. They come out of the truth. Or excuse me. They come out the lie of religion. Once they come out of that truth, they find out. Okay, I got a tithe. And many of these sites say I ain't charging you none. But yes, they are because they're telling you to take a class to learn the word. And that's why I tell the people. I'm like Paul. I ain't charging nothing. I ask you to give a free will love offering if you want to keep the truth going, because you're not doing it for me. You're doing it because the Father tells you you're supposed to do these things. But have I ever charged anybody for the word? No. You can't ever put that on me. Everything I say, that's why I tell people, if you get deleted from the website, don't worry about it, because I'm still going to teach the same truth. You ain't going to find it so much on the website. You go listen to the shows. It's all there. I will never tell you you got to pay for a class. If the Father give it to me, I got to give it to you. Okay, it's not for me to say, okay, I'm going to withhold this piece of information. This is the major piece. Now, I'm going to have my shows, but I'm going to withhold this piece, and this piece. Everybody want to know what's that piece. Well, hey, join the classes. And if you can't come in on this class because you got to take all the requirements, prerequisites, you got to go back to 50 shows back, and each one of those costs money. So, yes, they're making filthy lucre off the word.
Yeah,
when the word is free. But people will pay for that. Now, somebody charged $365 for a Revelations class. I'm not going to tell you who. And people paid.
Expose them. Ephesians 5. Reprove these people because this is ridiculous. That's very wicked. We have to reprove them for the lost sheep that are waking up now. We know time is short. So these other lost sheep waking up now, you know how many years of research I've researched to get to where I'm at now? They don't have that much time. I mean, this time is winding down, so we need to go ahead and expose, kick them stumbling blocks out the way right now so they have a clearer path to walk. You know, that's our love for them. You know what I mean? So we can't be worried about not exposing these people. They need to be exposed because it's wickedness. That's exactly what it is. It's wickedness.
Well, yeah,
you know,
Father, it's not pleasing to him. That's what's most important. I mean, I sat back, I tell you, y'all just don't know, I sat back here. When I would hear these people speak, I was crunching my knuckles, my toes, catching Charlie horses and all that in my foot because I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the people were not prepared to let me chastise these men. Once I start, you know, I did like Paul, I have to win you a guile. I came in peaceably. I came in teaching you just, okay, let's just read the word. Because first I had to show you, yeah, I'm sent by the Father. Now once I start rebuking according to the word, showing you what they said, now let's read the scripture, I'm still doing it the Father's way. But I had to come to you that way. First you got to see that, well, this is what it means. So now since you know the truth, those words are not pertaining to Sister Georgia can't teach. Now maybe I can tell you everything, like you need to hear it. Because I couldn't do it the right way before. Too many people was scared to listen to me. I'm like, look, all I'm doing is reading the Father's word, you know. I'm telling you, you're being lied to.
They need to know what they're doing wrong and the people that's following them so that they can correct themselves. I was thinking about these seven churches in Revelation. I was thinking to myself, could it be seven different camps now? You know, because all these different camps, they got all these, you know, I hear what you're saying because we know it's deeper than that. But I just was considering these things, and I was thinking about it because, you know, it's a strange thing when you have, like, ISGP camps. It's really strange with General Yohanna how he's talking about all these camps that unite under him. And if you're not with the Lord, if you're not under Yohanna and ISGP, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying when you say, I mean, are you really saying, are these people really listening to this? I mean, it's what, if he just changed that, because he brings out a lot of truth. That and that star, I'm just saying, we need to just throw it out there so people know what to look out for. This star of Moloch is wrong. You know what I'm saying? This, oh, we need to fall under one man. The person we've fallen under is Yahushua HaMashiach, the King, our Savior, our Messiah. He died and rose again and went up to the Father. That's who we've fallen under. So what are you talking about? If they just fix these little things, we all could come together. But, you know, it's written that we're not going to all come together. There's wheat and tares. There's sheep and goats. This is separation. But we're
here. We know.
The ones that are being separated from them, we're aware. So talk to us. You know, reveal these people for us so we all can be in agreement on this one, that one, this doctrine, that doctrine. We all need to unite. The ones that are in that are the remnant.
What I will say, when you go to try to figure out the famine in the land and how many of them are out there, you look at the seven assemblies spoken of in Revelation, know this. Go back through the scripture, count how many prophets spoke against the people, what they were doing. Figure out that the people themselves, many of them led astray. That's why we were put under captivities, both of the kingdoms, even split. Okay. We were like the sands of the sea, but there was only a handful of the prophets sent by the Most High. A handful, when you really look at it. So right now is a big famine because there ain't going to be too many people. They use the number seven to show you completeness, and this is the assembly. But as far as all of them being right, no. Just know this, that famine in the land is because just like of old time, just like what you're going on now, the truth is out there, but it's a famine because mainly you're hearing from all the lying scribes and Pharisees. You're hearing from those people who decided that they heard a lie, that they got a male piece between their leg they're supposed to teach. They get up there and tell you a lie. Then you got the lies of Christianity. Look, when you get to the truth, the famine is big because if you're not out of one of these man-made religions, you still got to go within Israel and pick out those who are lying to you. So there's a lot of lying prophets and all this stuff. There's only a few. Remember, there's a remnant. So it's going to be like if you compare how many Hebrews are in this world. I mean, I'm just going to give you a guesstimation. It'd be like one against, what, maybe 500, might be on the low end. But there's not very many that even hearken when the Father called to teach the complete truth, where there was only two assemblies that did it. But know that there are many, many, many different factions out there. And there are many Hebrew Israelite camps. And there are many churches that are calling themselves Hebrews now that are our people, but not doing it the right way. So the famine is out there. And when the children of the devil tell you that you can't listen to a woman, but I happen to be one of the fathers. Wait, do you not see that famine? But the people love the lie, and that's what they – see, it's not about the money. It really isn't about the money. But they would rather – they know it's not about the money when they come out of Christianity, but they would rather take what money they have and support a lie. So the famine, you know, like I said, our people call us the famine because – when the truth is out there, either you're going to support the truth. The Father said, don't be lukewarm. You're going to pick the side. You know this one's telling you the truth, but you've been on this one so long, you feel like you got to be faithful to this man or whatever. No, you better pick which side, who's teaching the Father's word. Pick the truth. That's where you go. That's what you support. And when we say support, we're talking about keeping that truth going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it where the Father's not pleased with those assemblies because they were lacking something.
Right, they all were doing something right. It was just, you know, that some of them had a few things wrong with them. That's why I say, if go ahead and tell them about something.
Okay, I gotta cut in on that again, sister. Now, I don't know if you got it. They were all assemblies by the Most High, mm-hmm. but the Father had a big problem with them. If they didn't change, it's not just, I got a little problem with this or that. No, that is unacceptable. If you do not change, you will be blotted out because those things that you do not do, regardless of what you did good, you will get blotted out. So that's major. That's major.
It's
not a little thing.
No, not at all. So it's just about protecting the body. There's some among you that are doing this. Don't do that. They need to change. They need to repent. If they don't repent, they're not going to make it to the kingdom. Make sure you don't do the things they're doing. Because if you do it, you won't get into the kingdom. These certain attributes, these certain doctrines, you know, I don't listen to them. When they start all that man a woman is not supposed to, you know, teach, or I don't know how to have a woman who's over 30. I'm done with them. I block my ears to everything they're saying after they say that, because it's ridiculous. It's sexist,
yeah, but
as hell, and I'm sick of it.
Sometimes, sister, people think, okay, I'm just not going to. See, that is so technical. Let's say this. See, our people, when you hear the truth, you're supposed to be evangelist. You're supposed to proclaim the truth. If you sit under one of these people, you never open your mouth, and you know they're wrong, but you never open your mouth. Because when you open your mouth, and that's what our people got to understand, you could just stay quiet, but you're not really serving the Father. It's like you take that candlestick, instead of being a light to the Gentiles, you just hide it. You're not going to speak against this. I tell our people, once you know the truth, go proclaim that truth. If you hear this person in error, you bring, I mean, you don't have to be hateful with it, but bring it up and say, brother, sister, are you aware of the scripture so that others can hear? Because by you speaking up, somebody else is going to hear. That's what our people got to do, but our people, not very many of them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not very many of them do it, and they do. I know our people do go to these other sites that I rebuke. And I never heard them open their mouth, but what I do see on there is, oh, that was a good lesson. Oh, what? That was a good lesson. First of all, listen to that lesson. Was that really a good lesson? No, it wasn't. But you're giving, it's like you're supporting the lie. People see your little comments. Oh, this got to be, they never heard this person, but they see your comments. Oh, they teach something good. This person say, you know, they go over there. Not that you're not the father, but you just helped Satan out with your right hand, if you want to call it that, and you've helped out, you've helped promote by your comment or not saying anything. See, we're not supposed to let none of that stand, because we're supposed to stand for our Father. And if they're not telling the truth, I don't care who they are. I don't care who they are. You're supposed to, you know, first you go to them and you try to talk to them, you know, with brotherly love, because maybe they're deceived. But if, you know, they're not deceived, they want to keep pushing that message, you don't go and hallelujah and all this stuff and talk about that was a really, we really need to hear this. Well, what did you hear? You heard a message that was against our Father is what you heard, because that little leaven the whole lump of that message. So that's what the works. When you're doing the works of our Father, you are supposed to go out and evangelize and teach and help.
Mm-hmm. Bring in the precepts, let them know that these are just letters that Paul was writing, rebuking them of how they were tackling false doctrine, that women need to shut up and this, that, and the third. He was rebuking them. He was letting them know that, listen, the word of the Father did not come just to you. The Father used anybody.
No. That's not what Paul was saying. Hold up. What is that, sister? You just said it. Where did that come from?
What is that?
Corinthians?
Paul,
Yeah, where's that from, though? What book? Because I'm going to get it. And Brother Jonathan, was it you we were reading? I don't know. Somebody called me recently. They had that question, and they didn't understand it. And I had to explain to them that Paul was rebuking. I want to read that the proper way. If you're reading it for what it says, and you understand it's a letter. Was that you, Brother Jonathan?
What'd you say now?
You remember, was it you? Somebody had called me. And they didn't, huh?
I got
what,
it. First
what, which one is that?
14.
First okay,
Corinthians
let's go
14.
There. We're going to go there. Hold on a second.
Starting
Brother Jonathan,
first,
was
first,
it you?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, now when we read the proper way, you got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go there with the family. My computer wants to stick. I might have to get out my head held by it. Hold on, I'm going to do that because this is driving me nuts. Hold on, family. I want to make sure I get this because I only got a couple seconds left. Oh, where I put it. Oh, here it is. I got to cross over. It's on the other side of my room. Okay, where is it, sister? Where is it at?
1 Corinthians 14, starting at verse 33.
1 Corinthians. Let me get to 1 Corinthians here. Okay, 1 Corinthians what?
14:33.
Oh, 14. Okay, I'm going to read something for y'all. Most of these scribes and Pharisees will not read this before you like that, okay? Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to pick up at verse. Where'd you tell me to pick up, sister?
33.
Okay, let me flip a page. Okay, now, Now, when you're reading this, pay attention, okay? I'm going to pick up at verse 33. This is what Paul is letting everybody know. He says, for our Father Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. Remember, he's reading a letter, but of shalom, as in all the assemblies of the saints. Now, he reading the letter, he says, okay, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also said the law.
And it's a lie right there. Let me finish it.
I want to make sure everybody get this. Okay. As also said it the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the church. What? Came the word of Yahuwah out from you? Or came it unto you only? If any person think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of our Father. But if any man, any person want to be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Paul was upset. He was rebuking. If you keep going on, you know that's a letter. Paul didn't go to all these places all the time. Many times he wrote things in letter rebuking. He said, our Father is not the Father of confusion. Now that part about the law, yes, sister, I picked that up quickly. Said the law. Well, who was teaching about the law? Those people sitting in Moses' seat. They had taught the people, the lying scribes and Pharisees, the serpent seed, the generation of vipers.
That's right.
So, you know.
Can I point out something? I'm sorry, I don't need to cut you off. But I want to say, if you just sit here and look at your scriptures right now, you'll see that the dispute is about a commandment and a law. They're saying in verse 34 that it's a commandment for women, the law. Paul says in verse 37, listen, if anybody's a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of Yahuwah, not those things. Those things are not the commandments of Yahuwah. Because what law in the Torah, what law says a woman has to be quiet? That's not a law. That's not even a law. So he's like, yo, y'all telling people that this is a law for women to be quiet? Hold on. That's not a law. And let anybody that's spiritual that knows the Father acknowledge that what I tell you is the law. Because it's not a law for women to be quiet. So the dispute was about them telling people something that's a law, and they're lying on the scriptures, and Paul had to correct them. It's clear as day. It's what it's saying. So I'm sorry.
That's right.
I just have to say it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a scripture maybe somebody needs to hear, and especially if you at one of these sites where they tell you that's confirmation. No, that's rebuke. That's not confirmation to keep that loving going. Go ahead, brother. Did you want to say something, brother?
No, I didn't say nothing, but I will say something to that. You know, to me, you know, even when at the time when I didn't understand the scripture, I still knew from reading other scriptures, like Sister Phoenicia said, it ain't never been no. I know I never read a law that said, you know, what a woman can or can't do in regards to, you know, speaking in the church or whatever. So it was always that question mark, like, what it said in it. And to me, I think most of the men anyway, you know, I don't know whether it's insecurity or what, but, you know, I'm not an insecure man. You know what I'm saying? I know who I am. I know I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman telling me something or giving me some understanding about something, I don't feel insecure about that. You know what I'm saying? I feel it. I take it as a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Anytime, you know, I can come on knowledge and get some understanding, get some wisdom to better my life and to become a better man, I'm always good with it.
Well, hallelujah. Family,
right.
We got 10 minutes left.
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to take you. Hold on 1 second. We got 10 minutes left. Just letting everybody know, I don't want y'all to get disconnected in the middle of y'all conversation. Go ahead, sister.
Well, this just goes back to what I was saying yesterday about Rebecca intervening, and she knew what the Most High wanted done, and she took action.
Mm-hmm.
She exactly took action. She even surpassed what her husband, what his command was. He wanted Esau to go out and get his food and feed it to him and thus and so, and then come back. You know, once he's doing that, he was going to give him his blessing. But Rebecca saw to it that did not take place because of what the Most High had told her.
right.
So, that's right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I think that that really also gives confirmation to the fact that women can be held up high even over a man, even over her husband, even over, you know, if it's done in the right context, and especially if you heard it from the Most High. She knew in her pregnancy what was to take place with her two sons.
Right. That's
exactly.
Absolutely right. And you know
now,
what?
I want to throw one thing out there to make sure everybody realizes what's going on. You see, Satan got us, the children of the devil got us fighting over something we don't really need to be going over that much. But because that leaven is so deeply embedded into the children of Israel, that's why we read those seven congregations, what was good that the Father had warned them. Because, you see, if we warn you about that, you should wake up to say, okay, well, that's true. That's what the word says. We just read it, 1 Corinthians 14. But we need to start talking about salvation. But they got us in this big spin, stand on these same topics, because, see, they ain't going to change. So that's why I said I'm separating the sheep from the goat. We're going to go on with salvation, because if you want to believe that you got to go hide yourself, dip yourself in water, do any of these weird old things to try to get your own salvation, you go ahead and do it. I'm washing my hands of your blood. You want to be ignorant? Be ignorant. Let's get to the salvation. Let's find out for those of the Most High who want to seek his face and want to get to that salvation. Let's get to that. I'm tired of wasting my time with people who don't want to get it. Now, there's new people coming on, yeah. I'll get with them because I know they ain't learned. That's why some have many lessons. But as far as all this nonsense, it was put in our way for us to keep off the focus of salvation. We ain't going to have it no more. The topics have been covered. I will bring on some topics talking about salvation, not fear, but doing what the Father wants us to do. That's what we got to get to. You see, I just wanted to say that. Go ahead, sister. You got 7 minutes.
Man, when it's talking in 2 Kings, chapter 22, when it's talking about Josiah, how the high priest found the book of the law, gave Josiah the book of the law, and Josiah read the law and saw how off they were being, and Josiah sent his servant, he sent the scribe, and the scribe's son. And
somebody making a lot of noise.
He sent the high priest to hold us, the prophetess. So that goes to show you, even the high priest, the king, the scribes, all of them were sent to a woman for her to tell them what the Father had to say. So see, these men can miss me with all that. So a woman can't speak. I bet y'all wouldn't have told Huldah, the prophetess, to shut up, because she had a message from the Father. The high priest himself came to hear what the Father had to say.
How about Deborah? Deborah is over the nation. How they going to come tell Deborah? Well, just because your husband. But the Most High tell you, I'm with that judge. He's not with your husband, that woman that got a husband. He's not with the judge. And it's like, that's why I said I can hold up a pickle and say, this pickle orange. Many are that ignorant of the word that they'll say, yeah, that pickle orange. That's what our people are doing, and that's how silly it is, because the Father's word is right there for you to read. And you know, don't get insulted because I say that, but it's the truth. You better start reading the scripture and asking the Father to reveal.
Yeah.
All right, family. Anybody else got anything? We got about 6 minutes left, and then we're going to close it up. Anyone else? Okay. Hey, I'm going to leave y'all with something. y'all, let me get it. Let me find it out here. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Y'all going to enjoy this. Now, this is from an example of a lion, scribe, and Pharisee of serpency. Check out this message. I'm going to leave y'all with this. I shouldn't, but I am. Check it out, family. And with that said, until the next time we meet, we're going to stay in spirit, stay seeking our Father in his word, his truth. Hey, shalom.
Hello.
I pushed the button, but my thing's on pause. Hold on, it's coming. I want y'all to hear this. Y'all know what I'm putting on. Let me hit it again. God darn it. I hate when, y'all just don't know what I go through on this. And everything always messes up. The whole switchboard don't even work, basically. I want to play this because this is so scribe and Pharisees, and some people believe this is truth. That's why I play it, so y'all can hear the ridiculousness that's going on out there. It says it's not responding, but it'll come on. It just take forever. I only get this when I'm doing our shows. My computer don't do this all the time, y'all. Just when I have the shows, this is what happens. Hold on. I hit the button three times so far. Let me see if it'll work, because I got to, like, want y'all to hear this. I still got time to play the whole thing because we got 4 minutes left. Yeah, come on, computer. Oh, I tell you. Man, can I refresh the page? Nope, it's not letting me do nothing. Either it's going to come on or it's not. But you know what's going to play for y'all. Booty. Now, this is from IUPK or something. I don't know. But it comes out of those camps. And all them camps, they all seem to have that same false doctrine. They have that leaven in there. So that's why I wanted y'all to hear it, because we are talking about, if you're not going to tell the people the truth, if you're not going to show them those lying scribes and Pharisees, here we go.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. You know, we're going to give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's going to come a time when, like I say, violence is going to have to take its place. And I'm going to read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. You know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because, it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now, my wife,